Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Chuck Landington and you're about to hear the audio track to the first ever all-Jewish Bukkake movie. Or maybe the Metal Sucks guys are just sitting in on the live cast. I dare you to tell the difference. Here's the shofar, show.
Oh, Chuck Landington with that Jewish humor.
Did they say Lake Bukkake was going to be here?
Oh, no, just that there would be a Bukkake.
Oh, damn, got it.
Yeah. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. The Jews have arrived. It's episode 192. It's the holiday season, everyone. We have Axel Rosenberg and Vince Neilstein of Metal Sucks here.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Which one is Axel and which one is Vince?
I'm Axel.
I'm Vince.
Okay. Noah, is anyone else sitting in with us today?
I don't know.
Okay. Just wondering.
Stella's here. Stella the dog is here.
The ghost of Elijah.
Yeah. We have a telephone number.
What?
Yeah, you can call in. You can talk to us or you can, talk to the Metal Sucks guys. 646-929-1357. John Holmes in the chat room off to a good start. Jewish Bukkake equals spraying Manischewitz.
Mm.
Come on, really?
That's not funny. No.
Not because it's like offensive. It's just not like that's not clever.
Get the crappy ones out of the way early.
Yeah, so
come home strong.
I'm still the only person who actually drinks the Manischewitz at the Passover table.
Uh-huh.
Everyone makes fun of me, but I find it delicious.
It is delicious. I mean, it's very sweet.
It's good.
Now, my girlfriend's mother, who is very very much Hindu and not Jewish at all, loves Manischewitz cherry wine. I was actually, the first time I went to her house, I was instructed to bring her.
It comes in different flavors?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was ever a
cherry. Yeah.
No, it's sickeningly sweet cherry wine.
Is that the flavor?
It's cherry.
Sickeningly sweet
cherry. No, that's not what it's called, but it is. It's cough syrup.
Is that why she sent your girlfriend to a yeshiva? She was such a fan of the religion's wine that she's like, well, the schools are probably good too then.
They might be connected somehow. But
we finally gotten to the bottom of that story.
We have a great show.
Yeah.
Lots to talk about.
There's some funny things that came up yesterday at the...
last night Noah hosted a little dinner party, a little metal dinner party. And
we're still full.
We're still pretty full from it. There was a lot of bacon, which I enjoyed.
A lot of bacon.
Three different types of bacon.
There was a lot of dishes that other people brought.
Well, that was the thing. It was a potluck.
Yeah, it was great.
Axel, what did you bring?
I made pasta a la Axel.
Pasta a la Rosenberg?
Pasta a la Rosenberg.
What's the recipe?
It's rigatoni, chicken, peas and special sauce.
You lost me a peas. I'm not a pea fan.
Not a pea. Noah is.
No.
What I like about Sid is how open-minded he is.
Listen, I know what I like.
You didn't have to listen to Cynic to eat it.
I get, but it probably tasted like Cynic.
Oh.
Which
no, it tastes like arsenic.
In Sid's case, tasting like Cynic is not delicious.
Does the flavor of the sauce overwhelm the peas? Like, if you took a mouthful, could you be like, yeah, this is laden with
I mean,
peas.
I guess you could pick out the peas, you little girl.
I'm not going to do that.
Sid, what the hell you got against peas?
I'm just not a fan. Not a fan of the taste.
I mean, I wouldn't eat peas as a side dish, but if they're in something.
If they're in something, I might eat it anyway, but I'd feel inconvenienced.
Would you eat mashed peas?
No.
That's
worse.
What about,
No. I don't think I've ever had split peas.
What if it had lots of ham in it?
What about pea?
Oh, no, you're thinking about it.
Pea?
P-E-E-P.
I don't know that I'd know the difference.
another interesting thing that Sid doesn't like, carrots.
Yeah,
hates carrots.
What?
The only way, as a child, the only way my grandma could get me to eat carrots was if she gave me a bowl of mayo to dip it in.
I'm with you on that.
What?
I hate
and which defeats the purpose because you're cramming mouthfuls of mayo in your mouth.
But you might as well just eat the mayo because it's like it just tastes like paper.
But carrots it's just good for your eyes in the process.
Mm, well, I got glasses, so clearly.
Yeah, apparently didn't eat enough.
No. Hated carrots. Not a fan of apples.
Sid doesn't like walking.
It's just like the most of all things.
Don't like apples.
Sid hates
bananas,
everything that's
don't like
sweet.
Bananas. I like sweet things.
Manischewitz.
Diet Coke.
Is there any is there any fruit that you would actually like?
Oranges. I like oranges. I like mangoes, kiwis.
Do you like pears?
No.
What about pineapples?
Yeah. Good with pineapples.
So things that grow very far away from here.
Yes. Yes. Citrusy. I like the citrus.
Sid, would you fuck a pear?
No.
Apple?
No.
Pineapple?
What if it was one of those apples that looked like it had a butt? It was like a butt apple? Apple
matter?
Butt?
Why?
I just want to say
it's not eye level with me. I wouldn't be. The illusion would be lost because I'd be down there.
Mm.
I'm pointing to my crotch.
For everyone listening.
Yes. Do they make like apple shaped fleshlights or anything? Is that where we're going with this?
Not that I
probably.
If not,
Jolly Green Giant.
I hear.
Take his vengeance.
Seems like a pretty great new marketing plan.
You think?
A new business plan for Sid in 2013, maybe.
No, because I wouldn't get that because I don't like apples.
You wouldn't be passionate
about
it.
Are you even listening?
I'm saying that.
But
you know,
came up with a great idea. Market it.
What you could do is you buy the carrot or whatever shaped fleshlight, and then you hate fuck it because you hate the vegetable so much.
You have a one-night stand with it, and then you leave it.
Thank you.
Throw it away.
All right. I don't know.
Come here, you fucking apple.
I don't know that that's worth the money. It'll probably be like more than $30.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a deal breaker.
Just buy an apple for 99 cents and make your own fleshlight.
I suppose.
Speaking of fucking little things,
the
vocalist of Lost Prophet.
All right, can I take a time? That is the best segue
you've ever come up with. Seriously.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you.
I want for that. We'll take a moment. All right. Earlier this week, I want to say the weirdest story I've ever had to write about. Like,
even a metal band? Why are you covering them?
Because everyone else was.
Yeah, because it's a great headline.
People love reading about people fucking little one-year-old people.
Yeah,
outrage, Matt Faster.
Well, at first it came out that he was just accused of raping somebody underage.
Technically.
Well, okay.
Red Umbrella.
The vocalist, he was him and two other people were arrested because they had drug paraphernalia and were plotting to rape someone underage.
In that order.
Can we hear what they sound like? I have no idea who the Lost
Prophets
are.
I'll look it up.
They're like emo,
just
right?
Just imagine like a British guy whining.
Oasis.
Oh.
No,
I don't know.
No.
That's
why
when you said a British
a,
guy whining.
Why was that important to a metal play?
Question.
How do they uncover... Somebody plot it. Like when you plot to molest, I mean, what goes into
he probably
plotting
put in an email or something.
Were they like at a Starbucks and
well,
someone
you can't
overheard
just,
the conversation?
How do you just procure a one-year-old? You got to put some thought into
well,
that.
Well, they don't resist.
Okay. So you think they're like
but
planning
like,
to
unless
babysit?
You want to get caught, you can't just like walk into your friend's house and be like, can I fuck your one-year-old?
Well, no,
like,
you don't say. You just say you want to hang out.
Some work goes into this, you know?
You
got to make sure the parents are away.
Unless the parents are into
got
it.
Some alone time.
You saw Trainspotting. They left that kid completely unattended. They were all in a drug den. So you sneak into a drug den and take the drug den, baby.
Yeah, I think it had to be drug related. So yeah, then it came out
you
that...
You think when the plotting to fuck a one-year-old was drug related?
Yeah.
You think?
Well, then it came out that, the reason he's... It's cause, and he had child pornography as well.
Well,
he was trying to rape a baby, and he had.
And he needed to look at other babies
did
getting
you
raped
hear how
to get
he got
hard.
Busted though.
No,
the 1-year-old was undercover. It was a total sting operation.
It was Babyface Finster from Looney Tunes.
Okay, so I think I heard enough. Ew.
That's him.
Sounds like baby fucking music.
Wait, it's gonna pick up.
You
here comes the heavy part, bro. It's gonna pick up. There's a mosh part. It's so unbearable.
Do we have to suffer through this, though, to get to that?
Fast forward. Oh, that's it?
Oh, that's
the heavy part. That's the heavy part. Sorry.
But what's that conversation? Like, I need you to help me fuck a baby? Like, how do you...
I'm sure they were all into
Let's
it.
Let's fuck a baby!
Were they going to gangbang the baby?
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
he...
Wasn't it one of the women's, like, babies that he was with?
That's... It hasn't been... Like, they haven't released any info on the two
the
women.
I've got...
Or the baby.
I've got two things here. First of all, I want to see a photo of the one-year-old before I pass judgment, because maybe it's a really fucking hot one-year-old.
What was she wearing?
Two...
Excuse me. Frank Godla's wig.
Yes.
Sid also has child porn.
Do I?
He's accusing you
no.
of having child porn.
There's not even a punchline. It's just.
That's
it.
No, I just want you to,
If he's
chat
got a
room is striking out tonight.
Yeah. If there's a punchline, let me know.
You're not impressing Axel Rosenberg.
And the other thing, if I can remember now, I've been derailed by the accusation of owning child porn.
Well,
subscribe. Was the baby hot?
You subscribe to Tight Magazine.
Oh, wait.
That's not really child porn.
There were two incidents of sexual touching with two young children.
Uh-huh.
And then he had photos of it. And then possessing extreme animal pornography.
What? Mild animal pornography?
I guess like mild animal pornography is just if it's like a dog spread out, but extreme.
Is when you do the animal, and extreme is when the animal does you.
I would think it'd be the other way around.
Were they baby animals?
Rob.
I don't know.
About what else you have researched about this.
Rob, were they baby animals, or was it separate incidents? It was babies and animals.
What kind of animal?
He's an animal baby molester.
Okay.
We're talking like giant horse dongs here, or like...
Well, should we contact the authorities in the UK?
But what if it was an animal that only lives like 7 years? So then if it was a one-year-old animal, it's like almost legal.
Oh. It's true.
And that's what his lawyer intends to argue in court.
Hey, listen. I moonlight as a 1-year-old baby raping lawyer defendant. Defense lawyer. I'll get it after the third try. Spit it out. I'll get it.
Here's my other thing. Rob, do you remember anything that you did or that happened to you when you were 1 year old?
No.
So you're saying fuck away.
What is it? Yeah. You're not going to remember
Jackhammer
that shit.
Jackhammer that shit, right?
So what's the difference?
It could still leave scarring, though.
Physical scarring, probably.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
But
you're
like
a terrible person.
Scarring?
Yeah, probably.
I'm not saying you should do it. I'm just saying, like, really, you're not going to remember what happened to you when you were 1 year old, for better or worse.
Axl Rose
saying,
was sodomized when he was 2, and look how he turned out.
Well,
was he really?
Yeah.
So what we learned from this, 2 is too old. Go 1.
Yeah. See, they were doing.
So, Sid, you're putting this out there. We need to legalize fucking 1 year olds.
I'm not saying legalize. I'm saying there's mitigating.
Saying decriminalize it.
Don't legalize.
Yeah, it's like.
Just. Not that bad.
The 1 year old is the equivalent of a paper bag over the can of beer. Well, I mean, really, who's it hurting?
I think that's not even the most offensive thing that you've said
it's
on the
true.
Line lately.
Like, better than when they're like 7 or 8 and you fuck them up for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, that's wrong. But one...
Like, the pedos have to get off somehow.
Yeah. It's
that's
true.
Well, if you're going to do it, at least do it when there's not going to be a trace in the kid's mind when they grow up.
Oh.
I'm trying to find a positive. I'm a very positive
The pedophile can't help being attracted to young people.
That's true.
So Sid is saying, well, we need to start taking care of our pedophile.
I want everyone to be happy.
Right.
Everyone to be happy.
Sid, why don't you have a Meals on Wheels type of service where you go around and jerk off, just wear pigtails jerk off every pedophile in the neighborhood.
Or just wear a diaper. Deliver 1-year-olds to the houses.
No, I think I'm saying we need to give them something to placate them without them actually molesting anyone.
So in this magical world where this is decriminalized.
This great utopia that I'm
Do
you think that maybe like if this did happen there would be like people having sex to have babies just to rape the babies? Like there would
But then that's incest
said,
also.
But then they would kill well, they would trade off with other pedophiles. Like there'd be
tape trading.
Yeah, there'd be a network of baby
like
traders.
Factory farming. It's the same thing as factory farming.
It'll be
swap.com.
Yeah.
Babyswap.com.
This is insane.
Listen, it's the 90s. Anything goes.
Why we're past the 90s.
What?
The 90s were 20 years ago.
Damn it. What about those dudes that like dressing in diapers and stuff? Why couldn't we could have them hook up with the pedos?
Yeah.
But they're still like 6 feet tall and hairy.
I mean, it's getting close
to
what they
short.
Want. We got to compromise
them. Tall.
Yeah, but.
What about midgets dressed as
well? Are they completely shaved?
Yeah, well, obviously.
I suppose I'd have to,
you're into
you'd
the
have
role
to ask
play.
A pedophile.
Rob, get the Lost Prophets guy on the phone. See if he would like to
maybe we can consult with NAMBLA's PR team.
Send Bushwick Bill over there.
Get a NAMBLA member.
Do a side project album and fuck each other.
646-929-1357 is our phone number.
Are you
a pedophile? Would you
or
become a pedophile?
Have you been fucked when you were 1 and you remember it? If you want to disprove my entire thing, then I'm all yours.
By the way, Sid's vegetable nightmare said, that baby crying, I'm getting hard.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Rob, so are you going to follow up on this story? Are we going to get updates?
Yeah.
To hear what happens to this guy?
Yeah. People care about it. It got a bunch of hits. People share it.
But what happens to this guy? He goes to jail.
Yeah. No, but like, are we going to find out whose baby it was? I need closure.
I mean, I'm not going to be the one doing the investigating.
Are there people posting on the Metal Injection Facebook saying, fuck it, Britain, free this guy?
Yes.
Where's the U.S. Embassy to step in?
No.
Even though he's British.
No,
anytime.
So you're saying that this is equivalent to pushing a kid off a stage?
Whatever. Only one resulted in death. Right. Only one resulted in death is all I'm saying.
True. That's a factual statement. Why couldn't Randy Bly push this guy away from the baby?
Let's do a package tour. Randy Bly could kill all the members of Lost Prophets one by one.
This is just... Now we're getting too far.
Really?
Wait.
Killing pedophiles is where you draw the line?
Come on, Rob.
We could put Randy Bly's shoving killing skills to good use if we keep him away from babies.
Everybody wins.
Yeah.
This is uncomfortable.
I like the assumption that everyone in the band is a pedophile.
I was going to say.
The singer is a pedophile.
They knew what was going on that bus.
They released a statement that they're like, we don't even.
Well, of course they're going to. What are they going to say? Damn it.
Yeah.
We wanted that 1-year-old.
They
could have one-year-old.
They could have been like, we think he's innocent. We stand by him.
Right.
And like,
right.
They're already looking for a new singer. They'll be fine.
They couldn't get that press release out fast enough.
Yeah. It's true.
What? Fuck no. We don't know anything about this
shit. The thing is, if he was innocent, like, the finding kiddie porn on his computer is, like, pretty fucking damning.
Yeah. Oh, and in the article it said that he's going
to
plead not guilty, which is just...
What?
Like, it worked for Nick Oliveri.
Yeah.
That's true.
Isn't he back in Queens of the Stone Age or working
He's just
Josh
doing, like, a song. Yeah.
That's the first step.
Josh Homme let him in the room.
Yeah. That's a big first step.
He's going to be putting out a kids' songs album also. I don't know if anyone knew about that.
The Lost Prophets guy.
Yeah.
Slow jams.
Oh, I like that. I'm looking at the comments now, and this might be my favorite one on this, on the Lost Prophets thing. You're all sheep that need to chillax. And wait instead of thinking violent thoughts. I mean, come on, man. It's like a modern-day witch burning. Hey, I heard the woman next door is a witch. Round up the townsfolk and pitchforks.
It's exactly the same.
It's a witch hunt.
Check that guy's basement for one-year-olds.
Also, you know, back in the day when they had the witch burnings, if they looked on the witch's phone and she had photos of herself as a witch.
Meaning
pretty,
what? Like her on a broomstick? Like somebody else took a shot of her on a broomstick riding around?
Or it could be a selfie. You know, a mirror shot.
So I guess
a
witch could make the phone float and take the picture.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
For her. Making duck face in the picture. Witches would do that, probably, I bet.
I've learned so much already on the show. So
you're
much.
You're welcome.
About Sid.
Yeah.
He doesn't like vegetables.
I'm all for the innocent until proven guilty thing, but even if he isn't guilty, how do you get accused of such a thing? Was this dude hanging around a one-year-old with no pants on?
What? Yes. You never, wait, he was with no pants on, or the one-year-old?
Yeah.
Because one-year-olds are often are pantless. Yeah.
They're asking for it.
<They're> such teases.
Shaking those. I want to know about this conspiracy to molest the one-year-old. Like, what is involved?
Yeah.
It is like some babysitter operation.
Yeah.
You know, like, how do you even go about doing that?
How do you even approach someone with your intent to rape a baby?
Yeah. Like,
can you keep secrets?
Like a rope.
those chat rooms.
I really want to fuck a one.
Hey, baby.
Those metal injection comment boards are actually a baby raping.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We do not condone baby raping.
That's why Shlomo's not
That's
on
not
there
what
anymore.
I heard.
Too many people knocking on his door.
All right. We have a phone call.
Oh, boy.
610, you're on the air with the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hello?
Hello.
Awesome. Hey, guys. First time calling in, actually. I just have a question for you guys. I really love the Faceless, right? Their old vocalist, Derek Demon Carcass. And I was wondering, what if he joined as the new vocalist for Suicide Silence? Like, I don't know what Suicide Silence is doing. I was never really a fan. But I would just imagine these guys are probably so pissed, and they're probably, you know, going to be inspired a hell of a lot. Wouldn't that be just an awesome new band? Thank you, guys. I'll just hang up now or whatever.
With that band, with
he's not Kyle. Singing.
Or
he plays bass in that band.
Oh, okay.
I think Charles Elliott is the guy singing in that band.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Just because I think Whit, because he just doesn't want to tour. So if he would join Suicide Silence, I feel that more to him. Who's to say that that's like they're even looking
this
for?
This is like those calls. Do any of you guys listen to sports radio? Mm-hmm. It's like these people like call in and it's like, what if we trade? You know, yeah. They like have ridiculous
trade.
He even said he would hang up and listen to the answer off air. So
he, oh, he already hung up?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, right? I missed that.
Yeah. Is he?
Whoa. Sorry about that.
I was going to make a Mitch Walker faceless joke, but
no.
Just suggesting the joke, I think, does the job for me.
So
I had the wording, but it's...
Go ahead.
It's economy. I'm trying to be economic here.
No, I want to know the joke. Come on.
Well, just for a better helmet, he might not have been faceless. Oof. Let that be a lesson to you, kids.
Oh, I enjoy
wear regulated
that.
Helmets. like Noah's
hand. Oh, I thought the lesson was don't ask Sid to tell you the joke.
Oh, that's awesome. That, if they don't know that by now, then they're not learning that lesson.
Suicide Silence actually just had like a tribute show on Friday where a bunch of vocalists came up and did Suicide Silence songs, and a lot of people really pulled it off very well.
How much money was
it? How did you get to see it?
It was on YouTube, like just cell phone videos. It's not, but they're going to put out a DVD about it.
Mm-hmm.
But Randy from Lamb of God does a really good Suicide Silence front man.
Oh, the way you made it sound like they
what
were having.
What if we trade Randy Blythe, Mark Hellman,
and a bassist to be named later?
I thought they were just having random people like come up and you know.
Oh no! They had like singers in other bands fly in and.
What do you think was Suicide Silence karaoke?
Yes,
sort of.
It's like anyone from the crowd just jumps up. The kids will probably be into that too.
I feel like a lot of them were singing along. They were like very passionate fans in the crowd.
Maybe not on stage.
Mm.
I guess they probably were afraid to jump on stage with
6,400
attendance. Crowd control.
You're terrible, Sid.
I didn't say anybody's name. Could be talking about anybody.
At least he didn't push a 1-year-old off stage. All right.
He's too tall. He can't reach that low. I guess.
Sid likes him 6 months.
Well, 1 year too old, man. Come on.
Over the ringer.
Oh, 610 is back. Oh, he's gone.
Was it a male or female 1 year old?
A female 1 year old.
Okay, that's okay. If it was gay, that'd be disgusting.
646-929-1357 is the phone number. What else happened? I guess it's been a pretty slow news week.
Except for the one-year-old rating.
Except for the one-year-old rating.
Why isn't nothing going on?
And the guy, the former bassist of Bury Your Dead being in a gang. That was kind of weird.
20 years in jail.
Yep.
Good work, buddy.
The former bassist of Bury Your Dead.
Just for being in a gang?
He wasn't the bassist. He was a guitar player.
Oh, guitar player. You're right.
I feel like there's been a lot of that going around lately. Like Joe Payne, the guy from Divine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He got arrested.
Oh, yeah, with the pots. With the 6 pounds of pots.
You jealous?
Guns.
Now we know why he quit Divine Heresy when there was no Divine Heresy. He was just really high and had no fucking idea what was going on.
Or maybe he was like, hey, I could probably make more money selling pot than going on the road with Divine Heresy.
He put a band that's not doing anything.
Oh, did he put out a press release saying he's not in the band anymore?
Yeah, like last year, I think. He was like, to all my fans, both of you, mom, dad, I'm quitting this band.
Yeah, okay, so it was 20 years. He was in like a gang called the Guardians, which was like a Sons of Anarchy type gang. And like
he was specifically inspired by watching Sons of Anarchy.
Real? To start the gang?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
And the crimes were extortion that left one man nearly dead, choking of a young woman until she passed out.
Wait, how does extortion kill someone?
They wouldn't pay.
Oh, all right. Well, then that's assault, not exactly...
Armed bank robberies, armed home invasions, daily cocaine and opiate sales. Who does this?
That guy.
Theft of thousands of dollars from local stores, arrests.
Where was this?
Also the writing of the album Beauty and the Breakdown.
Yeah, that should get him at least 5.
Yeah, seriously.
I love that there's people like, RICO is a bullshit corrupt law. It's guilty by association. Pure and simple. We got fly-by-night lawyers in the Metal Injection comments over here.
Everyone's a lawyer.
Who at this table doesn't have a law degree?
You can't see this, but nobody's hands are raised. Everyone has
a law degree. We're all Jews.
Yeah. Makes sense.
They come with our birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I like is that when we do the show, I have Skype open. to do the calling.
Name dropper.
And, well, I'm going to not drop a name. And then I get an alert every once in a while. Marty Friedman has just signed on.
Hey, what's up?
Because I got a Skype because he called into the show not too long ago.
Don't you get one for Odorous, too?
Let's call him.
Oh, yeah.
Is he around?
Let's see.
You have, like, a party line.
Marty
with Marty Friedman at Odorous?
Sure. Maybe I think we're needy. Like, oh, I just called your show, like, weeks ago.
No, Odorous is not online right now.
He's too busy watching football. Researching his Metal Sucks football column.
Oh, good plug. Good plug, Vince Neilstein.
Necessary roughness.
Oh, wait, John.
What's the URL?
Just go to Metal Sucks and type in Dave Brocky, and you'll find it. Type in NFL.
It's a good column. Would you read it if it wasn't your website?
I would read it. I would.
You have to know sports to understand what he's talking about?
It's probably a good idea. Hmm. Probably a good idea. I don't know. I even only just care about one team. So it's just like, my team sucks. I'm a Jets fan.
Oh,
it's horrible.
Dear.
Yeah, it's
that's
bad.
Rough.
Axel, are you a Jets fan?
I could care less.
You feel about sports the way Sid feels about carrots, right?
Hey, I thought you were a baseball fan.
I could care less.
You want your sports covered in mayo. Delicious.
What would be the metaphorical equivalent of that? I don't even know.
If I was going to watch a sport,
if it was like
the sport I find the most fun to watch is basketball.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I also, football is kind of fun to watch.
Yeah,
but I don't care enough to keep up with it.
Fair enough.
Darren and Sid went to a basketball game before the live cast.
Yeah. Yes, it took me to my birthday present.
We went to the Nets game.
The Brooklyn Nets.
Did they win?
Yeah, they did. They barely won against a team they should have really walloped, but it was fun. There was some Philly.
Was it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
No. It was against Philly.
Wait, yeah. Are the Harlem Globetrotters, are they like a real basketball team that plays against other teams?
No, they're like, they tour. You know, they tour and they do a fixed, like a wrestling, like a fixed game against a shit team. And embarrass
the same team every night.
Yeah. Team? Oh, it's the same team every night?
Yeah, they're just the jobbers. Like, they go there and the Globetrotters do all these moves and stuff, you know.
So for the other team, like, that's not a glamorous job at all.
No, well, they get paid. It's not even a glamorous job for the Globetrotters.
Yeah.
You're performing for seven-year-olds.
Yeah.
For the most part. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, they get guys that, you know, who used to be in the NBA or whatever, and they can't get a job, so they do that.
So they do tricks? They, like,
Balance
balls on their noses?
Yeah, and audience participation. They have little skits that they do during the game where they pull the referee's pants down, stuff like that.
It's like how you have, like, the high-end porn stars, and then you have the ones that do, like, triple anal because that's the only kind of work they can get. The Globetrotters are the triple anal of the basketball world.
Triple.
Is that a thing? No, that probably is a thing.
Anal full Nelson.
I mean,
yeah.
Oh, anal full Nelsons. Is that one of the teams in the league with the Globetrotters?
Yeah.
The anal full Nelsons?
the four guy cum shots. Yeah. That's the name of, that's the other team in the league with them.
Iron Cheek says Triple Anal is my new band name.
There you go. You're welcome.
He spelled triple wrong, though. Maybe that's intentional.
Wow, how did he spell it?
Triple Anal is who I call when my anus has a problem.
Triple Anal.
Dial Triple Anal.
I have my Triple Anal card.
I like it.
Do they offer roadside assistance?
Oh, they sure do.
Oh.
Would it be roadside assistance?
It's backside assistance. No.
It's Hershey Highway. Vince has a nice Johan Santana no-hitter t-shirt on.
Indeed.
Beautiful.
It wasn't at the game, though. I'm kind of a poser.
That's all right. Listen, we all enjoyed it in our own way.
And we were all there in spirit.
I wasn't.
A jerk.
He didn't give a shit. And she's a Yankee fan.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No,
I'm not a Yankees fan. I just said that just to, like, piss you off.
I know.
To see if you get irritated. And clearly you did.
Your boyfriend was one. That was, you just latched onto that, I thought, at the time.
I was supportive.
By having
not
a
really.
Good job.
By having a Yankee.
I mean, but I never really watched a baseball game.
Mm-hmm. Like most Yankee fans.
Don't get Darren started, Noah.
No. Okay.
I'm not offended. I don't care. I don't care about the Yankees. You can
and
crash
I don't care that much either. I'm just teasing you. Bitch. So.
I don't care.
This is getting intense.
I remember a funny story when Billy Crystal went on like Letterman or something or whatever, and he said he was filming Analyze This, and you know David Wells was his friend, so David Wells just pitched a perfect game for the Yankees. So he got him to come on the set like it was some big deal, you know, hey, come to the set, you know, I'm schmoozing, whatever. And he meets Robert De Niro, and Robert De Niro's like, who's this? You know, so he goes, this is David Weld. Who's he? He's a baseball player. Just pitched a perfect game. What's a perfect game? Here's what I think about sport.
And wasn't he in a baseball movie back in the day? Bang the Drum
Story? Oh, no, The Fan. Oh, he was in that too, actually. So he goes, what's the perfect game? He says, oh, that's when the pitcher pitches so well that, like, nobody gets on base at all the whole game. Nobody gets a hit. Sounds boring.
Yeah.
It kind of does sound boring.
It's true.
The moral of the story, fuck you, David Wells.
Yeah. That's always a good moral.
Yeah.
Sad fuck. So, I heard he fucked the one-year-old. That guy.
Oh, whoa.
That was his lucky thing when he before he pitched the perfect game, he fucked
That's
the one-year-old.
That's why he only had the one perfect game.
Yeah.
You only find the one willing one-year-old.
He can only conspire that
he
one time.
He insisted on being on top, and he smothered the child so he could never go back.
Oh!
If you Google David Wells, if you don't know what he looks like.
Portly gentleman.
Yeah.
So, Vincent Axel, what would you say, other than the Randy Bly thing, since we already covered that, what was the biggest story of the year? What do you think?
Mitch Lucker, that was pretty big.
Okay, yeah.
Baroness.
Oh, yeah, Baroness getting the bus accident. That was
so, anything not death-related?
Yeah.
Did anything positive happen in metal?
Yeah. Tony Iommi got cancer, and then he beat cancer.
For now.
I thought you were just going to stop.
Yeah, that was a good thing that he got cancer.
No. Tony Iommi rules. He's the riff master.
I didn't know that he beat cancer.
He beat it up.
Did we discuss that?
I don't know if we discussed it, but it's in remission.
Bad parts.
It's in remission.
I mean, lots of recording the album, right?
He's yeah. Doing yeah.
But Dio died, right?
That was in this year.
Just checking. They look similar.
Wait, Ozzy died, right?
No, he's still alive. He's recording this?
I thought Ozzy died in like 95.
Yeah.
Might as well.
It's just like a clone of Ozzy that they have now?
No, it's just like a meat puppet.
Oh.
It's still his body.
Sharon's just up in the rafters.
Pulling the string.
So that works for radio. Thank you.
Thank you for this. People at home can see your hand motions.
I was making hand motions like a puppeteer.
Can you show us? Yep, everyone can see now.
Yeah.
Like
you're dancing.
Yeah.
That's how Rob dances to Chromeo.
That's true.
He thinks
it's a vlog, all right, cast, whatever. So we'll let him enjoy it.
I guess Sid would have loved it last night at our little potluck.
Oh, Darren texted me about the Chromeo.
Oh, yeah. I said, I wish you were here. There's Chromeo going on.
It was being requested.
By who? By you?
No.
No one.
By a certain Vince Neilstein.
It was
what?
The first time
I don't know what you're talking about.
That there were two people in a room that liked Chromeo at the same time.
Ever.
There were more than two
sides of members of Chromeo.
Right.
They don't really like it.
The ladies liked the Chromeo.
Yeah, right.
It's true.
They were just saying that. It would be
well,
polite.
Ben told me that Chromeo is comprised of a Jewish guy and an Arab guy.
Oh, what?
Palestinian, yeah.
So there's hope for the world?
So
I
like,
just,
wow.
Imagine
we can all come
together
in the making
concept.
Of shitty
no,
music.
That's clearly why we should continue that conflict so they never get together
and make fun.
Yeah, make shitty music.
It wasn't
too
shitty.
So when Jews and Arabs get together, the two things we get are Chromeo and Rob. I don't know.
He's Persian. I'm just going to do it for you. He's Persian, Sid. Not Arabic. For God's sake.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm American. I'm not Persian.
You're Persian.
I am
descent.
Of Persian descent.
Okay. So you know what he meant. Come on. Now I got to take Sid.
Oh,
Rob! Come on. You knew what Sid meant when I said what Sid was thinking.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, let's take a music break. Let's do an early music break.
All right.
I feel like we need a break. This is getting too wild.
We're going to eat now.
Are we?
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a lot of food left over from yesterday.
Yeah. All right, here's a Axl Rosenberg request. A little Mr. Bungle to start us off.
I relate to this song on a lyrical level.
Motherfuckers out there, it's time to win a chance to pot bang your daughter's tight virgin cherry ass. Caller number 6666.
got
you got strawberry.
You got girls who eat your pee and poo. Guys with bugs in your shoes.
This is Chuck Blandington. I apologize if my announcements haven't been up to par lately. My dumbass neighbor has been moving bricks around his yard and screaming motherfucker at the top of his lungs all night. I haven't slept in a week. You're listening to the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Summer night, I got a feeling it just Hello. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the podcast that could solve the Middle East crisis, cure cancer, and get health care for every American. If they weren't so busy making dick and fart jokes, it's the Metal Injection Livecast. Wow! Those were some profound lyrics, right? Oh, please.
Brother will kill brother, spilling blood across the land. Killing for religion, something I don't understand. But on the other hand, the frog plays one more fucking faint song. There may be some violence. The Metal Injection live cast returns. Now.
Come on, Chuck. You know you love the faints. Those sick synth lines.
Sick synth.
Do people say that synth is so sick?
No, no one.
What do people say about
sick? People say that?
Huh?
What do people say about
sick? Yeah,
what's
an
adjective
for sick? Like wonderful, they say. Fabulous.
Those are delightful. Some wonderful synths.
Fabulous.
some fabulous synths.
Right. Now you got it. Yeah. We're back, everybody.
Hey. Not like, those are brutal synths.
No.
Those were crushing.
No, synths. More femme. More
maybe
femme.
Maybe at a Van Halen concert.
Crushing synths. Earth-shattering synths. Can I get a little reverb for my synth description?
Must we?
No, I don't encourage this behavior, please.
Earth-shattering synths.
No, I don't.
Worth it.
That was actually, that effect was apropos for what he's saying. It just died. It just ended, like, it was like 1/2 second of reverb, and then it went flat. So that was good.
Oh, you could have the joint again. We were smoking a bit of a doober during the music break.
A shocking.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
We smoked doobers.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's not a doober. That's
a bomb.
That's
sound.
That's the best I got.
Still take it.
So, yeah, what else? What else can we talk about? Should we just wrap it up early, you guys?
Why not?
All right. Well, it's been a great show. And oh no, I have
someone just threw a joint at Sid.
I almost got set on fire, but that's all right.
Poor man survives cancer.
The other big stories.
Oh, okay.
What were some other stuff that happened?
Hold on.
I feel like I can't remember anything that happened in the first half of the year. Only the
I feel
half.
Like this year went by so quickly, and yet I remember nothing about what happened.
Yeah,
what
about weed.
Yeah.
Well, what about...
Was Corey Smoot this year?
No, that was last year.
Last year.
What about Christopher Lee putting out his heavy metal Christmas album?
Did you hear that he made this album just to get back at Peter Jackson for not putting him in The Hobbit?
Is this true?
He was like, I'll show you.
I'll make a metal Christmas album.
I'll punish everyone in the world.
I can't believe he's 90 years old.
Really? Why is that hard for you to
believe? Well, just that a 90-year-old can function enough to, like, go into a studio and record an album.
I doubt he, like, ran the board or anything. They put him in front of a mic and were like, here.
Works for Ozzy.
Yeah, exactly. And wasn't Dio, like, 103?
No.
No.
You respected the Dio. Yeah.
I didn't say it was a bad thing.
It was still better than the Dee Snider album,
oh,
the Twisted Sister album.
The Show Tunes one?
No, they
did a Christmas album.
Christmas album.
Oh, but did you ever hear the Dee Snider Show Tunes?
No.
Album?
Oh, yeah, no, I played some of it on the show.
I don't remember. I must have blocked it out. what show tunes?
Rob takes show tunes very seriously.
It's like all these famous show tunes, which he did as duets with Broadway stars. So,
really?
Like Dee Snider with Patti LuPone and Dee Snider
oh,
with
God.
Like, whoever, and it's just fucking ridiculous.
We have to hear this. Let's hear.
Like Liza Minnelli might be on there.
Oh, really?
No.
I know Patti LuPone is on there for a fact.
Anybody from Cats?
But nobody knows who anyone in Cats was.
Oh,
that's
D,
why I'm saying
D,
I didn't give a name. I just said anybody.
D does Broadway. That's
what it was.
Is there any sick synth, fabulous synth on there?
Oh yeah, D Snider and Patti LuPone doing the love song from West Side Story.
Oh,
because
God,
if there's anything that you want to hear. It's a 65-year-old Jew and a 65-year-old Italian pledging their eternal love to each other.
Yeah, those are some sick synths.
They're brutal. The music of the night.
It's worse than Lou Reed, I think.
Which one is this singing now?
This is Patti LuPone.
Sure? Oh,
that was Patti.
That was Patti.
I can barely tell.
Here comes Eliza.
Oh, gee, you're so wonderful. Oh, it's such a pleasure to work with you.
Thank you, Rob and Axel. I've always wanted to break out my Eliza impression. And I never had a chance on this show until now.
Pretty good.
Him and Cyndi Lauper also collaborated.
Hard cut. Whoa.
That makes a little bit more sense.
Hurt my ear.
Right out of the mood.
At least they were both last relevant in the same decade.
Wait, which one's Cyndi Lauper in this picture?
it's really hard to tell.
You need to post this.
Jazz hands.
Who is the audience for this?
Darren, you really have the show tunes now.
I don't
know.
Yeah,
I love show tunes. I'm upset
we
that
had
this
to
is
listen to this album on repeat for 2 hours.
I'm why? Pissed this is being defiled.
Where was this?
At Comic Con.
Oh. This is what he was pushing?
You couldn't get away?
This in his book.
Yeah.
This is like a niche within a niche within a niche. Like, yeah. There's three people that would want to.
About 10 years ago, I made the mistake of going to a Sebastian Bach solo show. And right in the front, there were all these, like, 45-year-old behemoths, just like total cow women.
But he actually did Broadway, though.
Wait,
right?
And we were all like, what the fuck are these women doing here? And, like, when people would get excited about, like, Youth Gone Wild or whatever, these women would get, like, really offended and elbow back at people. And then he did, like, a bunch of show tunes, and 99 out of 100 people in the room, and there were more than 100 people in the room, like, went dead.
Yeah.
And these women in the front row just went fucking apeshit.
But that handful of women is enough to make you put out an album?
Yes.
That's crazy to me.
It's a niche within a niche, but we should work on getting him a soundproof niche. So
yeah.
No soundscapes.
Jeez.
What's this now?
This is a very metal version of Cabaret.
Not very
metal. I'm called a cabaret.
It Spider is perfect for this.
He's solo.
He's perfect for this. He's, if you think about it, because he's got that whiny old lady voice.
Yep, that's Steve Snyder.
Oh, this is very metal.
This part is not metal.
None of it's metal. It's not like there's a guitar in it.
Yeah,
that's the
true.
Only thing that's metal.
No, it's not metal. Oh, there's a little sax.
This is, can my sax be metal?
Sick horns there.
This is the worst
sick
New
sax.
York Dolls B-side that I've never heard.
Rushing.
Hello, Frisco.
This is so gay. Oh, again with that.
Oh, sorry. I was the UI here.
I appreciate you cutting it off.
I was just grooving on that. I've been asked to ask Noah if you would bang Dee Snyder. I don't know. Is that appropriate?
No.
Okay.
He's metal royalty, right? No?
No.
He was at one point, right?
He looks like a horse.
Now I have to... you guys are all better, I guess, metal historians than I am. But when I was a kid, nobody liked Twisted Sisters,
really?
Even when they were...
Even
like,
in the Northeast?
Even at the apex of their popularity.
This was the seat of their kingdom.
I don't know. Am I wrong? That was my perception, that they were always a joke. But
no.
I think it's just like the songs that they're associated with.
I think they were also earlier than a lot of them. You know, like they were around like the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah. Well, I'm old. I was about 8 when they were, and like We're Not Gonna Take It was out and all.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I just perceived it as they always sucked, but maybe it's just...
I think it's like they... Like metalheads weren't into them, but people who weren't into metal, like that was like, oh, that's metal I can listen to.
So they're like Metallica.
Remember
now.
When they were in Pee-wee's Big Adventure? Like they were really mainstream for.
Yeah, that's the thing.
What
just,
were they in that movie? I don't know.
When he's
that.
Like at the end, he's trying to steal his bicycle back, and there's like the chase through the movie studio, and he's going through all these different sets.
And they're in that.
Yeah, one of them
that.
Is a music video shoot for Twisted Sister.
Oh wow! I don't have to watch that movie again. I've seen it like 100 times. I don't remember that at all.
You just blocked that part out.
Well, enough about D. Let's talk about Lou Reed. I found this video of him talking, and it's him reading sexual
Welcome
things.
By Lou
what?
Reed. Yeah. Welcome, Lou, by Lou.
What? What's it?
Hey, Lou. These chicks will do anything for a buck. Horny, bored housewives are waiting for you. Watch these bitches be anally destroyed.
Is he like reading spam emails that he's got?
Sounds like Mayor Bloomberg reading Spanish.
Be anally destroyed.
Is that what it is?
No,
like,
wait.
How do they?
Hold on. Just look.
Watch these bitches be anally destroyed. Big black cocks. How do they do it?
Is he doing porn for the blind?
Yeah, right. He's just reading some.
Women will do anything. Why be
it's
alone?
A thinking XXX DVD.
Enemy and Kentai
he's just reading lines for a movie advertisement.
XXX by today's best Asian artist. These women will moan for you. The flex pussy. Tighter and better than the real thing. And they won't talk back.
Oh, that's good.
Order now. Mr. J. Watson of Akron writes, I increased the length of my penis by 3 inches in 1 week. Girth by 2 inches. My wife is delighted, and so am I with your invaluable product.
Lou Reed.
Comma zero.
Basically the most monotonous read of
Thank you for that.
That was who was
kinda
that?
Like Lulu.
That was Lou Reed?
Lou Reed.
Yeah. He actually sounded more lucid.
Check
than
out my home tape collection from me and my horny girlfriends right now.
He sounds more lucid than on the album that he made with Metallica.
That's true. Yeah.
He sounds like he's in the stratosphere on that one.
Worship! Worship!
You'd sound like that too if you were forced to be in a room with James Hetfield.
He wasn't forced. He wanted it.
Well, he doesn't know what he wants at that age. When they just wheel him wherever, and he's like, all right, fine.
Worship!
Ah, where's my
was that this
juice?
Year? Did Lulu come out this year?
Was that
last
year? No, it was last year.
What was the universally agreed upon horrendous album this year?
Yeah, what was the worst album this year?
Morbid Angel this year?
No, that was last year. But the Morbid Angel, the 3-hour Morbid Angel remix album was this
year.
Yeah,
that was pretty bad.
But I don't feel like even enough people heard that for that to be.
Yeah.
Rob, look at your playlist. Probably on there, whatever it is.
Seriously, was there like one album that everybody universally agreed this year was total garbage?
It was just total this one.
I don't think that there was.
The new Queensryche album? I don't think that many people listen to that.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know.
I listened to that.
I don't know if it was on enough people's radar.
It was really bad.
Well, if someone just said Lou Reed reading sounds like you on Sirius XM.
Oh! Now that's too far. This
going
is my profession.
Livelihood.
Yes. This is my career. This is not to be joked about.
Too far.
Thank you. Yes, I agree with myself.
Your eyes are watering.
It's offensive. I can't.
Close to home.
Yeah. It's very.
Get the fuck off the internet.
That's Rob yelling at that guy right now.
No, I'm not offended. I walked past Big Pussy the other day at Sirius XM. That was right. That was very exciting. That's how exciting.
First time it's... Rob ever got to say that.
He walks past it all the time.
I walk past lots of pussy all the time. But
I thought you were making a comment about Cousin Brucey for a second.
Oh.
Hey, what'd you call me? Young whippersnapper.
Cousin Brucey was around as well. He's always in his studio. It's so crazy how like all the studios are curtained off, like the Shade 45 studio. Like you cannot look in there because they're probably
smoking
weed.
Well, it's
called
Shade. It's got to be
true. No, the Opie and Anthony studio too. It's like you can never really see it. But the Cousin Brucey one, while it is covered up with like photos, there you could totally see
he's
it.
He's waiting for somebody to walk in on him jerking off.
Hey, look at me on CBS FM.
That guy that accidentally leaves the bathroom door open. Go, like, oh, look at what
you got me.
Man, well, you're here already. You might as well.
Drop it a deuce.
I wonder if Cousin Brucey's listenership went up just because of all the mentions we've given him
people,
on the live
chat. More metalheads.
The Google searches for him have spiked the last few months.
Our listeners are looking for any excuse to tune away from your station, so you're just advertising the competition. Fine.
Unbelievable.
What other stations are there on Sirius than Liquid Metal Rob? Cool. I'll
70s
check
on 7.
More Doobie Brothers after I dropped this doo-doo in the bowl on CBS FM.
Same difference.
Not CBS FM anymore.
He's senile, though. That's the joke.
Yeah, he's on 70s on 7. Is that it?
70s on CBS FM.
No. Sirius XM.
He was over the hill by the 70s already. Yeah. They shouldn't even let him on that station.
He already had that rat-like wig on his head.
Oh, God.
Seems like a nice fella, though.
Sure.
Nice fella. Right. But it'd be funny if one of these days he, like, cuts me off and like, elbows me, and he's like, hey! I heard what you've been talking about, Cousin Brucey,
hey,
on your show.
I'm a regular downloader.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's. He'd hear the show and forget what we said like 1 minute.
You just
later.
Lost a junkie, Rob.
John Holmes in the chat asks, does Chris Booker work for Sirius? To my knowledge, he doesn't.
Yeah, he's the janitor.
Kane his, does, right?
Kane just left.
Yeah, oh, no, Kane just left.
Where'd he go?
He's getting the morning show in, like, the local Minnesota
that's where he's
radio
from,
station.
I guess that's not super pathetic.
Yeah.
Minnesota?
I mean, it is Minnesota, though. But that was always funny, walking past Kane in the studios, just because it's like, when I was a wee lad, you were the voice in my headphones.
You gave me the corn that I wanted to listen to.
It's true. You were the one introducing corn, and I was like, all right, corn.
Yeah, but, they're all interchangeable, all those DJs, aren't they?
Not to me.
He
really?
Was the one that
not
was on Sex and the City, though.
All right, so what was the... Yeah. Let me ask you, since...
They were like him, Kane, and the other guy, Cabby, they were like the anchor...
Cabby and Kane.
Kane and Cabby.
It was Kane and Cabby.
Get it right.
Didn't Cabby go to jail or something?
I don't know.
Yes, he was in jail for 2 years.
What did
I forgot. I forgot.
Fucking a two-year-old. See?
Yeah.
Gotta get him when they're younger.
I think it was endorsing Korn and Linkin Park.
If only our society was that enlightened.
No, but they were like the lead jocks on that station. Because there was only like so
right, but
many
I'm
jocks.
Saying you said they stood out to you. Like they made it sound like every other
jerk. Oh, yeah, no, they don't. It's just like, it's just the fact, I remember them because that's when I was listening.
You disappointed me. I thought you had some nuance from being a DJ.
Yeah.
You heard.
No, just the way that they segged it up.
Yeah.
Sick tones?
With the, oh, they had sick tones on the air. Their baritone really came across in my headphones in a low
that's
FM
right.
station.
Yeah. A jingle ball. Come to the jingle ball.
Now, what was there? What was there?
Dysfunctional family picnic.
DFP, yo. Yeah.
That's true.
They still
jingle ball.
What was the last DFP? What year was that, Rob? You probably went to it.
I didn't know. I gave up on it after.
Did
I'm
I
sure
go to a DFP with you 1 year?
Did we go together?
I think maybe.
Do you want to know why Cabby went to jail?
Yes.
Tax evasion.
Oh,
that's boring.
Why would they even like be looking at his taxes? Like how little
PLJ
must he have evaded?
In the IRS.
So
he went on the Howard Stern show and said he did not file a tax return in many years and would not resume filing until the U.S. government cures his Gulf War syndrome.
Oh,
an IRS employee happened to be listening and reported him. And he went to jail for a year.
That's pretty funny.
Amazing.
What does he do now?
They probably didn't even cure his Gulf War syndrome.
Probably not.
Rapes one-year-olds. No?
Released in 2006, noticeably thinner.
Yeah, not safe.
I don't fucking know what he does now.
Nothing. Well, the last DFP was in 2004.
Damn, then that long ago?
Then they did Return of the Rock in 2008. Well, there's no... There
who,
hasn't been rock
what
radio.
Was, what was the lineup in 2004? Let's get that.
Can we guess first?
Well, you're going to be totally off. Cause
Scott Weiland?
No. Okay, well, it's the Strokes were the headliner.
What?
Then Jay-Z performing 99 Problems.
Oh, just one song? That's
it?
Is that because of the Jay-Z and Linkin Park collab?
Beastie Boys. Yeah, I guess. Or that might have been before that. The Darkness, Cypress Hill, Brand New, Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs.
Oh, you know what? I think I was at that one, actually. That does sound true. I remember hating the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs.
And then the second stage was Newfound Glory, Story of the Year, Taking Back Sunday, Midtown,
yes,
and Vertigo
yes,
Blue.
I was definitely at
did
that.
They even play most of these bands at
Midtown.
This point?
When they had a show coming up to promote.
The year before that was the Summer Sanitarium that they just latched onto with Metallica, Limp Bizkit, Linkin Park, Deftones, and Mudvayne.
Oh, God.
The year before that, System of a Down, Korn, Papa Roach, Incubus, P.O.D., Jimmy Eat World, Hoobastank,
a.k.a. Rob's Wet Dream.
Yeah, you didn't go to that one, Rob? Are you sure?
This is your Woodstock.
I'm pretty sure I did go to this one, but I
does
mean...
Does Hoobastank still exist?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I
we have a recent single that we could play of Hoobastank. I wonder what
what
they sound
the
like now.
What was the song they were popular for?
The Reason? Remember that ballad?
Yeah, here it is. Here it is.
I just got this song out of my head like a couple of days ago.
No!
You're welcome. You're welcome. Hey, everyone listen to Bangs for a minute.
I hate you.
I hate her. That was Hoobastank, everybody. This is Kane on 92.3 K-Rock.
The worst.
I know, it's like an infection. It just lingers there.
Another fucking
what
two
the
weeks.
Hell was that?
It was Bangs.
You don't want to know,
Bangs.
Don't ask.
Yeah, it was Bangs. Yeah, I'll give you a little...
that you're hating on me the more
let's
that
give
you
us the original Bangs.
Well, you want the other?
It's like the response song to the hate of the first song.
Shorty, let me take you to the movies by Bang. He's this rapper that's like a Sudanese immigrant.
Cab driver, right?
Can't really speak English that well. But he keeps putting out songs.
So he's like Mace.
Yes. Exactly. Fabulous.
Mace with a more believable backstory.
Yes. He knows what size you like.
Of popcorn?
Take that any way you want.
I found the new Hoobastank single. Oh. Came out this year.
Is it really a new Hoobastank single?
Interestingly enough, it's called This Is Gonna Hurt.
Yeah, it's on Rob Dyson's playlist.
It is not. So far, it sounds like
we'll do a
coil.
Trash it or thrash it.
I already trashed it.
This is what he sounds like now?
Ew. Maybe
a
different singer.
Is it a different singer? Wait, what is he pulling out?
Oh, no, it's not. Same singer. He's going to pull out the popcorn at the movie.
Where's those drops? Where's that W-I-N-J drop?
Where's the breakdowns? Home?
Yeah. Broadcasting from the top of the World Trade Center, which will be here forever and ever and ever.
All right, here's the new one from Hoobastank. I think this is going to be a big hit. This one is Crawling in the Dark.
Oh, no.
This is the song that they got.
This is not their biggest hit, though.
The reason was their biggest hit.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of a cool song, though. I like this song.
Alex.
Silence.
That's all right. He likes the far
good riff. Thing. Good riff.
Oh, I remember this now. I wouldn't have been able to tell you this was Hoobastank.
Yeah. I remember when they came out, I was like, this just sounds like Incubus.
Yeah, like an Incubus riff.
This is the song, type of song that I would just be too lazy to change the channel on the radio and just sit through it.
Sure.
You enjoyed it.
All right, fine.
Here comes the hook. Come on, show those fists.
Yeah.
Everyone, fist.
Rob just went and put his JNCOs on.
They were very form-fitting at the time.
To your form, perhaps.
Rob, I'll give you $1 if you make it stop.
Ooh, $1.
Put on the
Don't
reason.
Get your JNCOs in a bunch. There's more killer music coming up. So make the manic panic run right out of your hair.
All right, it's the Hoobastank Rock Block. Here's the reason.
Wait, is that Mark McGrath?
No, that's the guitarist.
That's just some
That's Rob's wallpaper on his computer.
he's on OK Cupid.
Oh, this song was so annoying. It was everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. They played it on like different channels.
Sid, Shankletown asks you, Sid, is this any
like
worse than Green Day?
Which era Green Day? Current Green Day?
I don't have that info.
It's just as bad.
Here's what he said.
This video is pretty dark. Is this video about a chick killing herself?
Or did he run her over?
And the reason is this song.
Yeah, it's like, is it because she had a little bit of this thing? Oh no, it's just a cruel twist of fate. Could have easily been avoided
if
she had just looked where she was crossing.
I swear, like, hearing that chorus right now just brought back, like, hearing it on the radio when this was out and just like, kill me! Turn this off now! Wow.
What does that song have to do with a girl who didn't look before she crossed and then got hit by a car and died?
I don't know.
That's what people want to do when they hear this.
Can you book an interview on the show with the
Hoobastank?
I'm sure. Get those guys on the show.
I'm sure.
Wait, I'll call up your buddy Kane and see if he can get
them. Hey, Kane, do you got Doug Robb's phone number?
Can we get them on the Ultimate Warrior
Ever
show?
Ever since Kane got his morning radio show in Minneapolis, he doesn't return calls.
He's a big shot now.
Who said Minneapolis? It's probably like Duluth or
something. I thought you said it was in Minneapolis.
No. It's on the big market. show. Let's
Saint,
give
Saint
Kane,
Paul, actually.
Let's give Kane his
he's
due.
Not quite a mini
he's a radio professional, 20
Kane
years.
Kane was Duluth. Such a jerk to me once when I was interning. Really? I had to go around Sirius and get like audio bites, and I asked him for one, and he just like refused to do it. He's like,
off?
I don't do that.
What a prick.
No, about you, I'm sure.
I know. He's just a generic prick.
But why couldn't he just answer a
he
question?
He doesn't give that shit away
easier.
When Minneapolis will pay for it. Why would he give it away for free?
That's true.
You got Twins fans clamoring for that shit.
There's also a request in the chat to book an interview with Eve Six.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Eve Six tickets coming up next.
Yeah. Isn't that Sean's favorite band because the guy looks like him?
I once hooked up with a girl who went to high school with
that. I once hooked up with one of the members of Eve Six.
You once hooked up with a girl?
No.
Those were the days. She said she was a girl. After admitting to the Eve 6 thing, I didn't think she would lie.
I thought that their first single was really catchy.
God.
Very good. Very good.
The Eve 6 song?
What was that?
Tender Heart in a Blender
thing? I seem to
recall
an interview where they blatantly were like, look, we write shit to make money.
By the way, Noah.
Kane couldn't even do that, right?
It was a good point.
Well, they
the
did
chat
for a
here.
Minute.
Yeah, I suppose.
If you would have shown a little more leg, Kane wouldn't have blown you off.
I don't think so.
Did you have your certificate yet at that point?
No.
He only gives sound bites to people.
It was during my internship.
See?
I noticed.
But how am I supposed to get a certificate?
It was hazing. You got one.
I noticed that.
Yeah, no help to
song,
Kane.
This song gives me Asha.
This is terrible.
No, I noticed at the
Let's
party.
Let's go back to that first tube.
You didn't have the certificate on your refrigerator anymore.
Oh, because I can't put magnets on my refrigerator.
That's terrible. Get in the refrigerator.
I could do it on like a, I don't know.
This is one of those songs, also like classic 90s. The lyrics just make what
Better
the
than
fuck
Ezra?
Are they talking about?
Marcy Playground.
Yeah.
So many bands are like, how are you ever
famous?
Yeah.
Harvey Danger.
Third but even
Harvey
like,
Danger,
like
oh, really?
The band that did, they were like kind of more Southern Rocky.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Seven Mary Three.
Yeah, Seven Mary Three.
Cumbersome.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
the lyrics
so
to Cumbersome make no fucking sense.
I did not like that song. And it got played so
you
much.
You have a two ride, two black, and two white.
A Collective Soul.
The radio, remember? When the radio wasn't on satellite?
Mm-hmm. When there was music played on the radio?
Well, yeah. When everyone listened to the radio.
Now it's all talk stations.
People do still listen to the radio, just not in New York.
Yeah, that's true.
And not people under 60. But otherwise,
I feel like the
anyone who drives a car.
Yeah, the perfect location for radio listening is in a car.
Yeah, but that's going to go away because you can just plug your fucking iPod into the car and listen.
I thought you were going to say because of teleportation.
Yeah, that's true.
Cars
are
going to
go away.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you were getting at. It's like, well, guess that's true eventually.
Well, even still, they're like with Sirius. They're on top of that because there's a Sirius app on your phone, and you could
fine.
There's like more.
But also, part of the appeal of listening to the radio is potentially discovering something new.
Right.
Whereas if you just plug in your iPod, you know everything on there.
Well, but also you could put on like Pandora and it'll suggest something for you.
Also, like morning shows, I feel like it will keep radio going.
Yeah.
You know, like news and sports.
Yeah. Sports, right? You guys listen to sports on the radio?
Yeah.
Sports people.
Yeah. I try to avoid it, but sometimes I'm trapped in a situation where I have to
listen. Right.
I haven't listened to WFAN, I feel like, in 6 months.
Oh,
it's
the
amazing streak.
They're on FM now. You can actually hear their
voice. I listen to the games. I haven't listened to any, like, shows. Steve Summers I have, but
I
not, like, I haven't heard Francesa or Beningo in 6 months at least.
Terrible.
And
You're
feel
off.
A lot better.
You're missing him dozing off during an interview.
But I saw the video. That was fantastic.
That was amazing.
And then denying it for weeks on end.
Can you blame him?
I'd rather be asleep if I was him, too. Dream about being someone else.
I have to listen to himself.
Yeah.
What? Like, he's on the air for, like, 8 hours or whatever, right? Like,
he's on like, for so long.
From
1
to 6:30, I believe.
That's 5.5 hours. Yeah. How do you find stuff to talk about for 5.5 hours? You'll barely fill 2 hours.
Voice.
Yeah.
He basically repeats things a lot. Like, he'll have one meme for the day, and he'll just say it, like, variations on that one thing of each sport.
Oh, I see. So he'll, go back to things because he assumes, rightfully so, no one's listening for the 5 hours straight.
And most of it is callers anyway, so you just let those idiots fill up the time.
Yeah.
I only listened to sports radio, like, for a good length of time one time, and it was just people calling in and cutting wrestling promos on, like,
when
other teams.
When was this and why was this?
This was
not
when...
Not wrestling, you're saying.
Not like, but...
Like a wrestler speaking.
Yeah. This was actually when I went down to Virginia... with Frank, and we shot like the Guar bonus DVD for their Beyond Hell album, and there were two cars, and I went with Odorous, and he loves sports radio.
Just like local Virginia sports radio?
Yeah.
What do they even have to talk about?
Redskins. There's a lot of Redskins
stuff.
I guess that's and the one guy actually called in, and he was just like, we're going to lay the smackdown on whoever the other team, on the Falcons, and there's Rudy Pooka. It's like, this guy is literally stealing wrestling, wrestling catchphrases.
I thought we went in the summer, though.
We went back a time. Where
you didn't invite Darren? What the fuck?
Prick you.
Darren Bales. No, I don't know. I don't know what it was, but he didn't come.
I forgot to tell him.
646-929-1357 is our phone number. The Metal Sucks guys are here. You can ask them questions like, why haven't they put on a sponsored tour with any bands that you like? Or why does Axel Rosenberg write about Pig Destroyer so much? Or is Devin Townsend funding the website?
Oh.
Or why do they write so much negative stuff about Dave Mustaine and Ted Nugent?
And why all the hate for Attack?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Hey, speaking of being mean to people, did you hear that Spin Magazine is going out of business?
It's sold. They sold them.
Is it just going to be like web only or something?
Yeah, it got sold to Buzz Media.
I just heard about it.
Which is just like an online property site, and they discontinued the publishing of it.
I think that's thrilling news.
Yeah.
I hate Spin Magazine.
The rest of the world said, I thought they discontinued publishing that 10 years ago.
Spin Magazine? Yeah. The funny thing is, I feel like they've become more relevant now because I see Spin being linked to for things like stories about metal and whatever.
Yeah, everyone.
Yeah, they do.
Everyone's stuff. Doing metal now.
Yeah. Well, it's because metal is pretty big. Well, also because it's like it doesn't really cost them more money to cover metal, whereas in the magazine there's only so much room in it.
Right.
On the web, there's endless room. Full biz talk for you right here on the Metal Injection Live.
Yeah.
It's true.
Thank you for bestowing knowledge.
I guess you could ask me anything as well.
How does FTP work?
Well, you can either use command prompt and SSH.
What does that stand for?
I don't know. I could look it up. But
how would you look it up?
You can type in SSH into Google.
What's Google?
Google is a search engine, which will bring you results based on.
Is it like an actual engine, like in a car?
It is an engine in a virtual
engine?
Car.
Is it in a building?
It
somewhere?
Is in a building in a farm somewhere in the Midwest. In a data farm.
So there's no actual cows.
There are no cows. There are instead hard drives processing millions
Who
and millions.
Who would the farmer be?
The data farmer.
Yes.
He's some sort of dork.
Is there a data farmer's daughter?
I'm sure some of the data farmers have, in fact, daughters.
Very nice. Are any of them one-year-olds?
I can Google that for you. This concludes Data Talk.
Oh, boy.
It's a winning segment. I like that.
I enjoyed it as well. What was your favorite website of the year, gentlemen? Other than Metal Sucks.
Spankwire? It's a pretty good one.
Oh, yeah? What goes on in Spankwire?
Nothing. Nothing having to do with spanking.
Oh.
Or wires.
Rob, how does a wire transmit data to a computer?
They are plugged into two computers.
Oh, okay.
I heard it was a series of tubes.
Mm.
Is that not true?
A series of wires.
Wires are very thin tubes. That's true. So, I think I was right.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Now, in the chat room, I see two different preferences for pornographic websites. Oh, wait. I prefer Pornhub, X-Hamster, Piercing Metal.
That has the best porn on it.
The best porn on Piercing Metal.
Webmaster Ken Pierce.
UJizz is the best one.
Now they're fighting.
That's the one I use.
They're arguing. X-Videos.
Sid, what's better about UJizz?
I don't know. I just like the thumbnails are bigger. Oh. It's easier to pick and choose. And there's multiple. You hover over it and you get multiple screen grabs.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You got to have that.
Isn't that common practice now?
I only go to that one site, so I wouldn't
I picture Sid squinting
loyalty.
At the thumbnail, not knowing you can click it and a movie pops up.
We want to mouse over this one, see if you like it.
Yeah.
That one. You know, you can try before you buy on it.
Because
like
sometimes
you buy, it's all
streaming. It's like a Bang Bus video, but it's only segments. So you want to know if it's the segment where they're just luring her into the bus, or if there's actual fucking.
Right.
If the last screen grab is she's still dressed, I'm not clicking through. It's a waste of my fucking time.
Shankletown suggested scatlovers.com. I don't know if that was serious or not. Maybe he's into that. I don't want to offend him.
No one at Sirius is into scat lovers. I just want to clarify that.
How do you know that?
There's like a 300 or 400
on the
people
record
that work.
There's no scat channel.
Yeah, well, their family, Callaway gets played somewhere. Like that. Oh, that's scary.
They have a Spice channel. They probably talk about it on the Spice channel.
There you go. Take that, Rob. She knows Sirius better than you.
Yeah.
Your
well, she's full-time. I'm part-time.
What? You're there like every night, aren't you?
I'm not there part-time? For 40 hours a week.
Feels like it to the listeners. You are on here like a lot.
I can't really count.
Come try right now.
I'm on 6 hours a day.
For how many days a week?
5 days. So that's 30.
Sorry, that's pretty damn close to 40.
Pretty close, but not.
And then all the guest appearances on like Jose's show or whatever, that's another few hours.
No, shut up.
I was trying to get you overtime. All right? Go with it. Rob's the only guy that gets lower ratings than the uninterrupted music. They play overnight.
I'll have you know.
Yeah.
I have at least 2 listeners.
Awesome. Yeah. I listen to you. I think you're good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, I don't have
Sirius. Looking at me like
I was
lying.
I was waiting for the punchline.
No punchline.
I don't have Sirius, but I would totally listen to you if I had Sirius.
I'm not offended at all. Well, I don't get paid.
You can sign up for a free trial for 30 days. So for 30
it's
days,
7 days now.
Okay.
Fucking Obama.
Sometimes they have 30-day promotions.
Since Rob was hired, it's 7 days. Because he's such a premium content.
Yeah, they get. There's no way they could afford my contract with all those free trials.
You get your friends free memberships? What the hell?
I barely got myself a free membership. When I was in like the human resources, they were like, can give you like if you have a radio, we can give you a membership. I was
they
like,
can't give
you
the radio.
Just give me the online membership. I don't know. And they're like, no. And then Jose hooked me up. No. But
can Jose hook me up?
Are you friends with Jose? Can you ask him about it?
You can ask him.
Are you a serious XM employee?
Jose, are you listening?
Are
right
you?
Now?
You are. Do me a favor. I'm paying for it.
I can get you a friends and family discount.
How much?
Know,
it's
like
only fucking $12 a month already. Well, this guy, give me.
So if it's only $12 a month, why can't you support?
Yeah, why can't you support our
quality programming? Like Howard Stern, he needs your $12
a month.
He's
already paid.
He could show up 2 days a week.
Is he two days or
4 days?
I hear people complain that he doesn't show up that often.
Yeah, he's definitely not 5 days anymore. Which I, on the one hand, it's like okay, I see your point of view, but from his
who's
point of
your,
view,
but he
the,
goes on
the listener going like. Whatever, but from his point of view, why does he have to do it?
Well, he goes on less vacation. He used to be on vacation like once every 2 months, and now he's pretty much, you know, just he takes like 4 weeks off now, I think. But he never works Friday.
Right.
Which he used to work every
day. Oh, so he does Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. He observes the Shabbos.
Yeah.
It's an early start.
It's kind of like what Jon Stewart does.
Yeah. Well, but also Letterman doesn't do like a Monday show.
Live TV shows.
Conan does, yeah.
Does he?
He does 5 days a week, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But he used to, on his like late night show, he would only do 4 days. But.
Doesn't Letterman, he does 5 days, but he records 2 on Monday?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The extra one is the one that plays on Friday?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and then he'll like update the monologue on Thursday if there's anything.
No, is this true that your CV Radio Trucker channel has higher ratings than Rob?
First of all...
Yes,
as,
because most of subscribers are commercial vehicle.
Ah.
As far as I know, there's like not really a rating system. They don't divulge.
There
thank
isn't.
God.
The only way that they can really tell is maybe by like the callership, like
yeah,
some people are calling.
But like on our station, we don't really have.
Yeah,
callers.
So you can't determine how many people.
Yeah, for me, it's really mostly like the tweets that I get. If I get a few tweets a night, then I'm like, oh, okay, people are listening. If not, though, I cry in a corner.
I think Rob's better than the average, you know, jerk off DJs and like non-name DJs.
Rob does really good interviews.
Oh, please go on.
Listening to his Death Clock interview and it was making me laugh.
But also his banters, I feel like it's better than like a lot of these. Like they're so cliche on there, you know.
Because Rob is immersed in it, so he speaks from experience and as a fan.
Go on.
That's enough.
I find myself if I'm in a car or something like in a cab. Listening to FM radio and like hearing their banter, and I'm like, really?
Oh.
I become so aware of it. Like, yeah. Like you sat there and you thought about this, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna.
You recorded it
this.
A few
yeah.
times.
Yeah, no.
Don't you always just picture Harry Shearer in Wayne's World 2?
You're right.
You're a total tool. Uh-huh. Oh, hey.
What? No. I am not a total tool, Matt. Did
I'm
you
not?
You. Did you not hear?
I'm not saying you. I'm
he
saying when you listen to the FM radio
No, I do
guy.
Get the reference. When they were being interviewed, when Wayne was
I'm
being
saying
interviewed.
When you listen to the FM radio guy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
They do that.
Yeah. Probably. Uh-huh.
But Rob, if you listen to Rob's podcast interviews, he it's very much like that also, where he's clearly not listening to the person that he's talking to, and there's no follow-ups, and then you just change the subject. So you save your good skills for the paid program.
Right. Well, it's also awkward to do an interview over the phone when there's four people
Why?
Around you, not into
Why?
The interview.
Why?
Because you don't see the person. You don't connect with them on an emotional level. It's much easier to keep a conversation when you're... When you have eye contact. Yeah.
You and Corpse Grinder or whatever that guy's name is, can they connect on a real emotional level?
Corpse Grinder is a total teddy bear.
Oh, really?
He's the nicest guy. We hugged.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You ever play him in World of Warcraft?
No, I'm not into that.
Me neither.
Anybody near into the WoW?
No.
Has anybody ever played World of Warcraft?
I've never played. I looked over someone's shoulder while they were playing. That's about it.
Where was this?
A friend
of
mine. No. So you were over their house and they just started playing video games without you?
They had a battle. They couldn't
Why is
miss
that
it.
So weird?
I don't know, because that's a bad host.
Okay.
That's somebody you should not stay friends with.
John Holmes is making a great point. It's hard for Rob to interview over the phone when Sid is dropping farts in Rob's face.
It's not. My ass is aimed away from Rob's face.
It doesn't matter.
It's strategically that way.
That's the way we set the setup up in here.
It's safer for everyone that way.
Sid's ass is in an airlock.
Yes.
Sid is closest to the bathroom, which is the way it should be.
Farts into a hefty bag. The whole show.
Leave my pants out of this. It's budget.
But is that the name of the brand, Budget?
No, the name of the brand is Hefty Bag.
Oh, I see.
The joke is that I wear Hefty Bags with pants.
Oh.
Thank you, Rob.
It's good for when it's raining.
Yeah.
Smart.
Or when I'm homeless.
You're like, I think I'm going to have a home program.
When you work for Clear Channel, you always got to be prepared.
Oh, jeez. You said they're owned by Bain Capital?
At the moment.
I didn't know that.
I had no idea that was a thing. That's how terribly Clear Channel is doing. That they...
At least my division.
Oof.
Good times.
Is their stock price higher or lower than Sirius?
Probably higher, but I haven't really been keeping up. It's hard not to be higher than like 2 cents.
Well, let's look this up right now.
Rob and Noah were saying that it's really doing well recently.
Doesn't Clear Channel have a big live business too, though?
Yeah, I think that might be. That's a separate division, though. I don't know if that side is also owned by Bain or not.
They might just shut down the radio part and keep the concert.
Fine by me.
Okay, Clear Channel. Oh no. See, there's Clear Channel Outdoor Holdings, which I'm thinking is probably the live.
Yeah.
So is it Clear Channel Communications?
Probably.
Uh-huh.
No, yeah. I guess there's no stock. Because right. That's only Clear Channel Outdoor Holdings.
You're just delaying going to Sirius.
Shows up. I'll tell you. I don't care. Again, it has, like, what do I care? I'm not getting paid based. I don't have, like, a share in there. But
so it would appear that Clear Channel is kicking Sirius's ass.
The live. No, this is Clear Channel Outdoor Holdings. So this is, like, the venues and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm like... Highway signs and shit.
But also, it's not maybe just like the, I don't know. I can't rationalize it. But overall, it's being
a
three.
Mic right there, that was from you,
buddy. Yeah, that's for me. I mean, it's definitely, looking at the 5-year chart for Sirius, it's basically back to 2008 levels.
I don't know, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, 2009, I guess, is when they filed for bankruptcy or whatever, and that's when it tanked.
Okay.
The stock, but now it's stable now, so it is a good thing.
At what?
At almost $3 a share.
Okay, actually, it's a lot better than last time I saw it. All right.
Yeah, wasn't it like 50 cents or whatever?
It was less than that.
Yeah.
It was less than 10.
Yeah. Oh wow!
Digits.
Wow, I should have invested.
I just remember because
You'd be a three in air now.
In my elevator at work, they have like the stock updates when like if it's moving up or down, and the net change for Sirius was 0.0 cents, and it was still an up arrow. I was like, wow, if you're not gaining anything, and that's looked at as an improvement. That's rough. That is rough.
But no, I think it's doing well. They're doing like a lot more appy things from what I've heard. They're getting into smartphone apps.
Why don't you get into that? Help them out with that. You've got experience. Make yourself
That's not my job there. That's not my job.
Make them appy.
Yeah. I am indispensable. My talent on
you mean
air
AP.
Is
not appy.
Indispensable.
AP.
Rob's beard is very appy.
Yes.
Is it a little much, you guys? What do you think? Is it a little terroristy?
Unkempt, I would say.
It looks like the extension of the top of the
You're not
of the hair
you're
have
Persian.
On top of your head.
It's true. It's true.
Derek just insulted your beard in the most polite sounding way. It's unkempt, I'd say.
A little, it's wild. It's wild.
A little wild. It needs a little trim.
I wouldn't say that. It's just.
I think the hair on your head is a little bit wilder than your beard.
Yeah,
they both are. It's a match set.
The thing is, I just got a hair, not like a haircut, a trim.
A shape.
A shape. And it's like, yeah.
Full
like
refund.
After, are you sure that they cut something?
I was there. I witnessed
Were you paying
it.
Attention?
No, they definitely shaped it. It was much like froier.
I like your hair.
Were you anesthetized at the time?
Do they give you like a beard shave too, you know, with a straight razor?
That would be extra.
That'd be pretty awesome.
I've never. I've
those
never,
are fun.
I've never gotten a straight razor shave.
They're fun, dude.
Yeah. Looks that way.
It's like it's just
relaxing. How often do you get it?
I mean, I've done it like twice in
I thought it's like, oh, it's like, you know, once every 3 weeks.
Well, think of it this way. How often do you see me without a beard?
Right. That's true.
Does it come with a happy ending?
Yeah.
Nice. See, that's the fun part, Rob.
Who's doing it? The shave.
It's this guy named Sal.
The old Italian man.
Yeah.
Oh, the old Italian. He's got really good hands for happy endings.
Yeah. Take off with the pants. Now we finish.
Well, he's already got the massage oil on.
And he's got the straight razor at your throat while he's doing it, so you're sort of a captive audience. It's like autoerotic asphyxiation, except with an old Italian guy holding a blade to your throat.
It's everybody do it. It's a no problem.
The Sicilian way.
It's a no gay. It's everybody do it.
Your Italian accent, I feel, is very on point.
You know, you pay me, I juggle your culians, and I say, you know. Everybody happy. Everybody happy. I got my new app on the Android market.
I feel like that'd be the name of the shaving place. Everybody happy.
Everybody happy. It's a happy ending. Oh dear. You know where I put the 1-year-old baby, right? That's a gross. That's a no good.
Too far?
That's a too far.
Would you give a shave to a 1-year-old baby?
Never do that. I never do that.
How old is baby Daniel?
Like 7? 8?
Oh.
No, that's wrong.
Yeah, that's
1-year-old is in it. Yeah. There's a window there that you don't touch a baby.
Right.
Whenever they can remember.
Stick it right in that window.
Oh, no.
Should have, you're a bad person.
That's right.
I don't give you a happy end.
Oh.
Sal, the jerk-off barber, is not going to give you a happy end.
That's the name of the episode, by the
Sal,
way.
Sal, the jerk-off barber. The new character. What? It's a no gay. It's a custom.
That's the catchphrase in the commercial.
It's a no gay.
Unless you like the gay, then it's a gay.
We have a Vincenzo in the back for that. It's an anno judge, you know what I mean? So whatever you like, 2012.
Thank you, massage parlors.
It was a good laugh, a good hearty laugh. Everybody happy.
Would Sally jerk off barber shave the Iron Sheik?
Iron Sheik's not having that.
You not touch me with that straight razor. I break you in half. Piece of shit.
No, here's a good. Doesn't the rabbi suck the baby's dick after the circumcision?
Yes.
Fact.
Yes. Not, I mean, not as a general practice, but some guys got caught. Like, they gave the baby herpes. And there was an outbreak of herpes in young children, babies, infants.
That's because the old way that the, or the really religious way is.
Old country way.
they do it with their mouths.
It's an okay. Yeah, no, that's how they. I mean, I don't. Is that really true, though? I mean, like,
yeah.
I was a small set
doing
that.
They
did
that in South Williamsburg, you know.
No, no, I know that. I mean, but those are that's like a small group of crazy people. That's not like
how all
the Jews used to do it, and then they stopped, right?
No, just the really religious ones.
Yeah, but I mean, even like 5,000 years ago, they weren't biting. There was like a small group of people doing that.
Did they have tools back then?
They had like a sharp rock or something.
Oh,
yeah, shiv.
My God.
They made shivs.
Like smashed it all. Like,
look at who we're talking about. It's fucking nitwits with heat stroke in the desert, fucking going around beating gays with rocks and shit. I'm sure they had no problem smashing the baby's penis with a rock.
Or biting it off.
I guess.
So,
I
mean,
that would be
like,
gay.
They
hated
like,
gay
who,
stuff.
Maybe they used it as food.
Yeah, but like, how did they learn about circumcisions if they're so like, wait, you know, we're so backwards, but hey. We got to cut that baby's dick off.
I don't think they can
half hold.
Yeah, that's
the whole dick.
A circumcision. Right?
Yeah, well, you're right.
It's from like the Torah or whatever.
But whoever wrote that, how did he figure it out?
Yeah.
I don't know.
God told him.
There you go. God's into dick biting.
God's like, you don't want to get an infection on your dick. Cut something off
to have some herpes.
I didn't realize God sounded so much like Jerry Seinfeld.
No, circumcision is when you make like a promise to God or something. So you're sacrificing your foreskin for God.
What?
And luckily, the babies are totally conscious of that when it's happening.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
How can you make a promise that you don't know is going on?
It hurts a lot if you do it when you're older.
I understand. I'm just saying, like, that's when you make a promise to God. Like, hey, baby, guess what?
Yeah. They're forcing you to make a promise.
Well, maybe back in the olden days, you did it much later.
You didn't live that long back then, so the babies were like the 20-year-olds.
Yeah,
now.
You said today I'm a man of your bar mitzvah because, like, it's
TikTok.
God's a dick. He's like, hey, give me
a part of your dick.
The most sensitive part of your dick. Give it to me.
That's the moral of the Bible.
Could that be a drop, by the way, what Rob just said?
Sure. Give me a time cue. One hour, 45 minutes. I got it.
That is fantastic. Oh, thank you, Rob. Every week there's something new.
No, my career.
Someone has to make a mashup with all of these together.
That'll be your new intro on Sirius. See, I'm specifically not repeating what you said because I don't want to also be in the drop.
I regret nothing.
That sucked like a bobsicle, totally.
Sorry, I regret that.
That sucked like a bobsicle, totally. I got this. I got Sean saying one
thing. Spray to my chest.
I had a chance to work any of those in, but that was close enough.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Pretty organic.
Where is Sean?
Probably still in Chicago.
Playing
Barbara. Is he not working at MTV anymore? Did I see that?
Yeah, are we allowed to say where he's going now? I don't know what the.
I don't know. He got a job at another company.
Oh, a less popular channel that somehow he says is doing better than MTV, but I don't know.
What is it? What channel?
I don't know if we're allowed to say.
Really? Make one up.
True TV.
True TV.
And rape.
Yeah. Isn't that their catchphrase?
Yeah. True TV and rape.
Yeah. You're watching True TV.
What is even on that channel?
Reality
like
shows.
World's Wildest Chases. Mm.
Yeah. And Court TV type stuff.
Okay. It used to be Court TV.
But they expanded. It's like they still have Court type stuff, but also reality shows.
At least they were kind enough to change their name when they stopped being about that on, like, the Learning Channel.
Yeah. How did that happen? When did they go from, like, being an educational channel to ratings?
When they realized that they could get ratings.
Yeah.
It was kind of gradual because maybe 10, 15 years ago they used to have, like, half of that whole programming was inside of doctors, operating rooms,
right,
and watching operations and stuff. And then slowly it just became...
Like trading spaces and a wedding story and stuff.
I guess it probably also has to do with the rise of cable and like ratings in general because...
They have to compete.
Yeah, before like anything was on cable and it was just like so low end that it didn't matter that it didn't get ratings. It's just they would make the money off the cable fee. Mm-hmm. But then with the ratings and the... Add money in the...
Ugh, with the ratings. You go turn into, like, Murray Kaufman there.
Also with, like, the History Channel. The History Channel also does all
they're with aliens and shit.
Yeah. Aliens, man.
Like Jesus, did Jesus' tomb like really exist? And, you know, the shroud and all.
Finding Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Tried to watch that show once.
Did they find him?
I don't even know.
Not finding Bigfoot.
And they gave him his own serious show and podcast.
It comes on right after Sal the Jerk-Off Baca.
But I want to say the best and worst channel on cable is Animal Planet.
Oh, love it.
Why is it the worst?
Well, because the content on it is just like not there's a show on there. It's called Too Cute.
Oh yeah,
and it's
me
just
and the wife DVR that shit. She loves
don't
that
get me
shit.
Wrong, it's amazing. Yeah. But all it does is it's like a reality show for puppies that were just born.
Or kittens.
Or oh, I didn't see. I just saw the puppies one, and it's like, and they make all these stories up about like, oh, little Walter is trying to get some of his mother's attention, but all of his litter is too busy.
Puppy and kitten footage narrated. That's
yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. There's one of those for orangutans. Have you seen that show?
No, I haven't.
It's incredible. It's unbelievable. Or tangs, as I like to call them. It's called Orangutan Island.
Tangs.
Orangutan Island.
It's so great. It's like a whole soap opera season. These tangs on this island.
Oh, so it's just like random B-roll of orangutans, but then
they like
create
make a
plot.
Story out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a show like that on BCAT, actually, called Cat House. My girlfriend.
Really?
Isn't that about like?
It's like a whorehouse. Yeah, they spell it HAUS, I guess, to make it not be a whorehouse. But it's like they just film cats or whatever, and it's like the real world. But it's like with, you know, they dub
it's
in
humorous.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the Puppy Bowl? You ever seen that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Every year the Super Bowl.
Oh yes.
They take
yes,
a bunch of puppies. Yes, they put them in a playpen that looks like a football field, and they let them play.
That's the sport I watch.
And then the halftime show has kitties.
Do they still do that? Is that?
Yeah. Oh, they do it every year, and it's on loop for 24 hours.
What about going to the Bud Bowl? Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, that was really just a commercial for Budweiser.
But, like,
that
people watched it. Like,
they animated
like,
it and
like,
everything.
Yeah. No, I remember.
Maybe I was just young and susceptible to advertising.
Yeah.
People had Bud Bowl
like,
shirts.
Oh, Bud Bowl this year. Who's going to win?
Yeah. I'm really rooting for Bud Light. No, Bud Extra.
Bud Heavy.
How many flavors of Bud were there? Why do we need more than...
Crystal Bud?
Bud Ice.
Bud Zero. Yeah.
What is Bud Ice? What
Cherry
is the
vanilla
Bud Ice and regular Bud? Is it colder? No. Waterier? Is it like?
Is there really such a thing as Bud Ice?
Yeah,
I don't know
it's
if
like
it still exists.
The worst from the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, it's like the Bud Natty Ice.
There was Bud Dry, and the slogan was "Why ask why?"
Try Bud Dry,
which is such a great slogan for a product that I'm supposed to ingest.
Oh my god, I can almost hear the jingle in my head.
The '90s, right? Maybe.
Again, to 20 years ago,
but
yeah, that
it's a no gay.
Unless you like that, then we have a game here
for you. Vincenzo.
Vincenzo's in the back.
He's got Hogartens for you. That's something, right?
Tartar control, bud. That's not real.
Makes sense.
I would totally do that.
Super Nintendo Chalmers. That's not real.
Wait, what were we talking about the other night? Like maple flavored tequila or something? Is this ringing any bells?
No.
On Tuesday night? All right, thanks, fellas.
Well, it was on Tuesday night. That's so long ago.
We had a steak dinner with some friends.
Maple
Cuervo or something weird like that.
I know about that because Rob posted a photo of that dinner bragging about his steak dinner, and the photo was just the cover page of the menu.
I just like.
I was like, wow, this is really letting me know how your steak dinner's going.
The grammar was just like, hey, we've been here since 1930.
This has been here since 1934. Yeah. And then right outside, literally right outside, there's another plaque that says established 1984.
84?
Yeah, it's like, there's a little
wait,
bit
which
of a
one
discrepancy
is it? Which one
there,
is it? Guys. Not for nothing, but you want to talk about a sign or you want to fucking eat?
Yeah.
Come on.
If you want to talk about a sign, we got Vincenzo in the back.
Pick a fucking steak. We'll fucking bring it to you, and you fucking eat it. All right?
That's how it is at Peter Luger's, basically.
It really is.
They
tell you how you want your steak at Peter Luger's.
You can't get it anything but rare, though.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Some people love
steak.
You can get it medium, but
yeah,
it would
but
be medium rare.
But
spit on
their medium is like still pink, though.
Yeah. They're very snobby.
I don't mind if
it's pink.
I don't mind if you or anyone else wants to eat the steak that way, but I should have the option to not eat it that way.
How
if
do you prefer
want,
yours? Like medium well. Yeah, most like high-end steakhouses would be offended by that.
I don't care.
But if you're going to pay that much.
And then he asked for some A1.
Yeah.
I don't like A1.
No, that's
ketchup. He asked for ketchup.
He likes the Heinz steaks.
I don't like A1, but I'm not a snob. I don't, like, if someone likes A1, I don't see how it affects me. So why do you care that I can't
I like I'm still sensing a bit of the Italian accent. I don't see how it affects me.
Well, you know, I mean, you've known me for a long time. I used to completely speak that way. And my accent went away, like, with hard work.
Right. No, I mean, like, and I don't see how it affects me.
Oh, that.
I meant, like, the exaggerated. I didn't mean, like, your...
I used to sound like Tony Danza when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
it's just because you had a friend named Angela, that's all.
Angela! Samantha! I was at the tail end of it when you met me. I think I had already worked on getting rid of it.
Impressive.
It was pretty bad.
You have a short example, like, how did it... Can you jump back into it?
How you doing? What's
really?
How are you?
Yeah. Wow, okay.
Not that bad. I'm exaggerating a little, but I don't want to get into that habit.
Yeah, you know, all of a sudden wake up and you can't get out of that voice.
Not for nothing. I can't stop talking like this.
That would be a good Disney movie.
Literally from his buddy Sal the Jerk Off Barber.
That would be a Rob Schneider movie. He got stuck in the body of an old fucking Italian.
I don't think he could pull off the voice.
His hand jobs in the back of the barbershop.
That's too high concept.
Happy Madison Film presents
Sal the Jerk Off Barber starring Rob Schneider.
It's development right now.
That's
careful.
A musical.
It's a musical.
Jason Segel would definitely be in that movie.
Coming to Broadway. Happy Madison Production presents Your Neighborhood Barber with a twist.
And then there'd be like a ridiculously hot girl that's interested in Rob Schneider. But that would never
Brooklyn Decker. It would be Brooklyn Decker.
Who's that?
You would say that.
Model.
She's married to Andy Roddick, failed tennis player Andy
Who's
Roddick.
That?
I just said who it was.
You were saying it as I was asking it.
Hey, well, don't cut me off next time.
God, cool down, guys.
Sid, put your claws away.
It's only 6 minutes. We get through the show without one fight for once.
I'm very serious about my failed tennis players.
How about Yannick Noah?
Well, he at least produced a good NBA player.
He's an anti-Semite, though, remember?
Was he? Why? Explain this.
Yeah, no, one year he went to the U.S. Open. I guess he was playing. I forgot who he was playing, but some other great tennis player. And they booed him, but they were on the side of the... So I guess there was some light jeering. You know how tennis is. They're quiet. So they interviewed him about it. It's like, how that make you feel? It's like, oh, well, we're in New York, and you know who's in the crowd in New York. And like, he's saying like they're Jews, and they don't like black people.
Really? Basically. Just from saying you know who's in the crowd?
No, he elaborated on it.
Oh, really?
The guy said, no, I don't know who. And he made some other offhanded remark about Jews that it was clear he was talking about Jews.
Interesting. Do we have audio of that on YouTube?
This is years ago. I don't even know if, I mean, it's an old clip.
Interesting.
No one knows what the fuck.
Jews?
Nice.
Does anyone have an interesting Hanukkah? They wouldn't do anything crazy.
Well, first, I want to read this. What's Sid bang Martina Navratilova?
If he was I don't think Martina Navratilova would bang me either.
Well,
I don't think that's an issue.
I think inherent in the question is an assumption that she's
all of a sudden up
it.
For it.
Yeah,
no.
For some reason.
No,
you've
not
given
even
her
in
roofies,
her prime.
And she's
no. Too mannish.
Yeah. Not even just to say you did it.
Hmm. What a man you are! You banged Martina Navratilova.
No, there's certain female celebrities that I would. Yeah. Just to say I did it, I don't think she's one of them.
Yeah.
Because who would be impressed by that? I don't know.
Yeah, that's valid.
Most people are like, who?
Not even out of admiration of her great tennis career.
It would be so funny if you can be, guys, you're never going to believe who I banged. Who is that? Oh, you know her. She did this. Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, you mean Chris Everett? No. The other one.
Arantxa Sanchez.
Steffi Graf? No. Yeah, I wouldn't do Steffi Graf either, that schnoz.
Anna Kournikova.
Oh, sure.
But she's terrible.
Would you talk dirty to her in Russian? Or
to who, Anna Kournikova?
Yeah.
I wouldn't talk to her at all. It's not about conversation.
Oh, so you're not a dirty talker in the bed?
No.
You keep quiet?
Never.
Do you pant a little?
When I'm coming.
But before,
that's it? You don't get out of
breath?
So
other than that, it's just like all you hear.
Any sounds or any movement?
All you hear is like the air conditioner in the back.
Yeah, probably. Some sweaty skin flapping.
Just like a fuck robot. Yeah. Just like an assembly line of jackhammering. Yeah.
Fuck robot was my nickname in high school.
Because I would fuck robots.
Oh, okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Would you fuck Billie Jean King?
Now?
I don't know.
Was there ever a time when she was good looking?
Is she even alive?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Would you have a three-way with Venus and Serena Williams?
Whoa.
I would take Serena. I'm not into Venus.
I think they're both very mannish.
Well, no, yeah.
Serena
but
has boobs, though.
Yeah, Serena's got a giant ass and giant boobs.
Would you bang Oprah? That's the next question here.
Sure.
Well, I mean, wouldn't it be more Oprah banging Sid?
By the way, I got to read the guy's name who said that. Adolf Oliver Nipple.
What?
I don't know. I like it. Would you sit on Keith Hernandez's mustache?
Oh.
Whoa.
No, I guess I have more respect for the man than to do that.
What if it was off his face? Like he shaved it and just sat on his head.
And it was reformed in the proper shape?
Yes.
It was glued together.
And where is it? Is it on a table?
A chair,
is it on the floor?
Say.
On a chair? Am I.
It doesn't specify. Your choice.
Sure.
Deep pants. Let's
deep
make it more sexy.
Naked or like boxers?
Underwear.
Sure.
But if not, no underwear.
No,
exposed
butt. We don't need butt hair and mustache hair mingling.
This is fucking. Would you fuck Montel Williams? Like, why? Because he has a mustache? I don't get it.
Would you sit on Montel Williams?
There's a
mustache?
Weird commercial now that he does for like people that like lend you money. Like,
yeah,
oh, yeah.
But
the weirdest thing is the commercial, and then he goes into his spiel like, "Are we
really
on a first name basis?"
He hasn't had a show in like
yeah.
5 years.
Yeah,
it's just a little too familiar. Makes me uneasy.
That was probably like he insisted. Yeah. Like, why don't you say Montel Williams? He's like, everybody knows why.
Yeah, I'm not Montel. Come on.
He did a couple. He did one for a credit card that's like a rip-off credit card. So for people that have bad credit.
Diners
like,
Club.
It's worse than that. It's like the Rush card. You know the Russell Simmons card? He has a card that he invented that he does the commercials for, and it's like a 45% interest.
They let him do the voiceovers, that lispy motherfucker?
Yes, he's on the screen with the card in his hand. Hey, you need the Rush card.
Yeah.
You need the Rush card.
It's so bad. It's like Michael Jordan basically taking advantage of with those sneakers. It's the same thing. It's this horrible interest rate for people with bad credit.
Where does that advertise? That advertises on Maury also?
Yeah, it's all the same block of commercials, you know, like Whites in Luxembourg, ambulance chasing fucking, you know, it's lawyers, and then at tax season, it's like Jackson
DeVry.
Hewitt. DeVry, yeah, Apex Tech. Yeah.
You get to keep your tools at the end of the semester.
But we can't call you.
Yeah,
get on the phone,
call
us.
First
call
us.
Did you ever see those Indian loan commercials where, like, at the bottom of the screen it says you have to pay, like, $3 trillion in interest?
What kind of loan? What you said, Indian?
It's like, Native American.
Oh, that kind of Indian.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure which Indian. If you
I've
meant
never
the,
heard of this.
What do you mean? Like I can borrow a Native American?
You can borrow money from the Native Americans
for
but
$3 trillion
in interest.
So
like, if you need money right away.
Yeah, but trillion? You think?
It was like an exorbitant amount.
Okay.
Maybe not a trillion.
This is Russell Simmons, successful entrepreneur and philanthropist. He thinks everyone should be financially empowered, so he developed the
Rush
card.
Are there failed philanthropists?
There's no credit check.
Rob.
Everyone is eligible to sign up. You don't even need a bank account. Just go to
Russell Simmons. Can the voiceover?
Yeah.
Hey, and we'll rush
I like Russell Simmons.
We should buy him
the worst.
Then, as soon as you add money to your card, you can use it wherever Visa debit cards are accepted. And remember, because it's a prepaid Visa
get
card,
paid for
you
this?
Can only spend
like
what you
that remains.
You won't go into debt.
Russell but then what do I need the card for?
Paycheck under your Rush card. Need another
wait, so like, is there like a fee? Is
it's
that
like a debit card, but then if I already have
like
the money.
So you can skip the step of when you get your paycheck. It just goes right onto your debit card. You can spend it right away. You don't have to go to a check cashing place to check it.
Exactly.
So why don't you just have a bank account?
People don't like
because
banks.
Because poor people can't have bank accounts. Because
of the Illuminati. They've told us, you know, the bank
accounts. They shouldn't keep,
I want to know how do Native Americans have money to lend out? What was the
from
deal
the
with
casinos.
That?
Casinos.
Where's this commercial?
Let me know.
Tomorello Finance.
I just want to hear Russell Simmons promo.
To activate their Rush card.
In today's world, you have to have plastic. We created a prepaid Visa Rush card so everyone will have access to the
maybe American Russell system. Simmons is secretly Native American.
So everyone will have access to the American dream?
Let's play it back. Let's play it back.
So everyone will have access to the American dream.
Oh,
fuck you.
Of being in debt.
Give me a money, please.
Yeah. Now.
Look up Western Sky.
What's that?
That's on YouTube.
Indian thing?
Yeah, Western Sky.
Isn't that like
Sky
a beef
commercial.
Patty place down the block?
Probably.
I think so.
No, what was that? What's that?
Hey,
oh, yeah, yeah.
What is
this? Commercial.
Is this serious? No. Yeah, this is on Sirius.
All right.
This is Rob's show, actually.
I thought.
Yeah, this is Dad's album.
$500 in your checking account by tomorrow, then Western Sky has cash to lend you. Yes, the money's expensive, but there's no collateral required, and you can keep the cost down by paying it back as fast as you can.
Yes,
so call 866-SKY-1224 now.
I wonder what the interest rate is on that.
Well, here, look, it says the APR for a typical loan of $2,000 is 130.34%.
Oh, my
with,
God.
With 36 monthly payments of $1,204.94.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Why don't they just take your firstborn son?
Wait, so for a loan of $2,000, you're paying $1,000 a month for 36 months?
Yeah.
What?
Why wouldn't you just wait a month? The Native American that came up with this, his name is Swims with Loan Sharks. Right?
Yeah.
You no pay, like... we break a you thumb.
They scalp you. They still do that. This company.
Let's say there's a metal guy who's in a gang and he's shaking you up for money. And he's
shaking
money right
you up?
Away.
He's not shaking you
shaking
down.
Shaking you down for money.
You can... I'm all shook up. This guy took my money.
You can go to Western Sky.
You come
and
me, we
you
pay
up.
You good money. Heap big money.
And look at the guy that's selling this commercial.
Oh, there's a woman, God. Too.
He looks like Nuno Betancourt.
In your checking account by tomorrow. Yes, the money's expensive, but it's a lot cheaper.
Wait, the same exact copy. It says that this guy's name is Thomas Morgan. There's no way that's true.
I think it's funny that they even acknowledge.
That's a fucking
like,
dirty lie.
Yes. This
Thomas
cost you a lot
Thomas
of
Morgan, Cree name for loan shark.
Who really needs $5,000 that quickly where they're basically, like, going in debt for, like, $20,000? Like, what?
Honestly, they should just be like, listen, we know it's a high interest rate, but you stole our fucking land, so it's the least you can do. Fucking round-eyed devil.
Now we'll rob you.
Yeah, it's fair.
This is for Manhattan.com.
There you go.
That'll be the website. All right. Well, we've learned a lot today.
Did we really?
A little.
I have the. Is it Money Lenders? Is that or Money Mutual? Is that the Montel commercial?
Yes.
They're coming after us. I lost on the Giants today.
Car repair, a medical bill, or a family emergency. Do you have a Plan B? Hi, I'm Uncle Williams, and I'm here to offer you a backup plan.
He gave us full
Money Mutual. Where you can get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow.
Hey, black people, I'm a black person, and you can trust me to give your money away.
Fast. That means
what
no
a scumbag
checks.
He is.
No
Montel, we're going to need a little more enthusiasm here.
Listen, he has to do these commercials to pay off his Indian
so
debt. It's all coming full circle.
Need cash now. Who's going to give you a hand? Money Mutual. We've helped people all across America.
We.
Yeah, where are those people now?
Says the guy who would says the guy that would broadcast from a car wash.
What?
Huh? Remember, we went on like a class trip to the Montel Williams show.
Yeah.
And, like, the entrance was like a car wash.
Oh yes, it was like a weird shady warehouse type.
What'd you like, do wrong that they took you on that trip?
What school trip was that?
Yeah. It was a detention.
It was our broadcasting class.
Yeah,
it was just
scared
it was...
straight for broadcasting majors. Like, really, this is what you want
to study, or
this
you know what?
Your
it's
life.
So true because I was like, I am never like they went on these trips. I feel like once every 3 months, and I'm like, I'm never going. I'd rather be in school.
Yeah.
To be taken out of school and go to a Montel Williams taping.
I remember
fuck
the topic
that.
Was this girl was really upset because her parents were getting a divorce and like they didn't understand her or give her any attention.
You didn't even get a geek to chic makeover?
No.
Lame.
He never did fun shows like that.
No, he did like the rape victim confronting her rapist and stuff like that. And then he hit on them behind the stage.
I got to read an Eggers quote here.
Uh-oh. That's how the singer of Lost Prophets got the money to buy the one-year-old from the NBA.
That's a
scoop because we didn't know he actually bought the one-year-old. We thought he was just
borrowing it.
Yeah,
from
we
the Indians.
He snuck up on the person.
Yes, the child is expensive, but you can keep the cost down by paying it back as quickly as possible.
Don't you want a piece of the American dream in diapers?
They're horrible.
No, really. Don't you want a piece?
Yeah. of a baby.
Hi, I'm Russell Simmons.
Everybody should be able to fuck a 1 year old.
Your social status should be no impediment to pedophilia.
Today's, not just for rock stars.
Today's world is 1 year old.
Tomorrow's adults raped today.
Everybody needs to live the American dream.
Listen, did the 1 year old say no? How do we don't know it wasn't consensual.
By the way, I have to give credit. That was Super Nintendo Chalmers. I said Eggers back.
No.
My apologies.
They're all yelling.
That was a very good joke.
Good chat.
That was a very good joke.
No.
He forgives you. He forgives you. He said it's cool.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Oh,
you.
My God. Shankleton just said we should play the commercial for the Grand Prospect Hall. Which
oh,
is the greatest,
God.
The greatest commercial in New York television history.
That's a good one.
I don't know if that even airs anymore. It's like 50 years ago.
No, I've seen it recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. Find an old one then. Because there was these people that
oh
own a can't speak
have
English.
Something for you. The Grand Prospect Hall.
Prospect Hall.
Get affordable.
Glamour and romance. Illustrious weddings, fancy balls and banquets.
To our view, have an affair here. Prices that make sense.
The Oakroom Restaurant, unduplicated.
The Grand Entrance for Brides and Grooms. The Grand Prospect Hall, minutes away in Brooklyn. Call 788-0777.
And if you are gay, we have Vincenzo in the bank.
What I love most about that commercial, which doesn't come across over audio, is that the camera guy is crazy with the pans. He's just like zooming out, and all over to show how big the hall is and all these different things in the hall.
Damn MTV editing.
It's very. Wait, so there's a new commercial.
Oh, yeah, it's the same fucking
the
people.
Grand Prospect.
Maybe the sound.
They grasp on the English
you
language.
Dreamed about it.
Oh no.
It's been carefully planned, and here is the most important day
Chuck Blandington.
Of your life.
Oh, that's just...
We make your dreams come true.
The Grand Prospect Hall, 718-788-0777.
Did they use the old footage?
Yeah.
No, it's
new
like,
footage. They're
the
way
same
older.
People.
Yeah.
But they sound exactly the same as 20 years ago.
Yeah, he sounds... I love the way he reads the phone number. It's like he gives up halfway.
He knows no one's going to call.
Oh, 77. Oh, fuck it.
718-788-0777.
788.
I hate my life.
Oh, screw it.
No, he did it better in the original one. Hold on.
We, Alice and Michael, have something. The Grand Entrance for Brides and Grooms. The Grand Prospect Hall, minutes away in Brooklyn. Call 788-0777.
Okay, I guess it was in my head.
Just good to know they have free parking.
Now they're showing us these type of ads from their own neighborhoods. Everyone in the chat.
What about Dr. Zizmore? Anybody remember those?
Yeah. Legendary.
It's still on.
The commercials are still on?
I haven't seen a commercial in a while.
I still see the ads on the train.
I'm Jonathan
it's
Zizmore.
Traditionally spelled with a Z.
It's
not Dr. Zizmore.
Dr. Zizmore is the guy that raped the 1 year old. Lead singer of Lost Prophets.
That's it. Oh, I love this commercial.
Elizabeth Machado said, goodbye, acne.
Thank you, Dr. Zizmore.
Bernice Palmer said, no more dark spots.
Thanks, Dr. Zizmore.
And it's
Zizmore.
A black woman.
Now
that's always what got
beautiful,
me.
Clear skin.
She's no
I'm
more
Dr.
dark.
Zizmore, and I can help you look your best. My office
what's
provides
your face
great
white
skincare
at the end?
At
yeah,
a fair
she's,
price. Call
she's
me for an appointment at 212-594-SKIN, and you can start on the road to beautiful, clear skin now.
Look great this fall. Have a chemical peel at our office now. Call 212-594.
I have to admit, like, for the 80s, this was a really memorable, top-notch commercial. Like, we're joking about it now because of, like, how much it was stuck in our head.
Well, yeah. There's no Crazy Eddie. That used to be... Oh, that was good. That used to be on during Morton Downey.
Yes.
All the time.
That used to be on just all the time, period.
Yeah.
It was on the 9 and 11, all the shittier stations.
Yeah, just on the
we
little...
said Crazy Eddie.
Yeah.
Those were good.
Yeah.
I thought they went out of the year. You guys are younger than me. I figured that they were already... I remember those from like when I was 5. And then they stopped.
I remember those from all through the mid-80s. Like
yeah.
Maybe into the late 80s.
That's where my parents got their electronics.
On Coney Hill Avenue.
My uncle was actually buddies with him. So
what?
I was always getting updates.
The commercial guy or
the actual
owner who got arrested?
Eddie.
The dude that ran away to Israel and embezzled all that money? Is that what he did? He did something
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, he embezzled.
Oh, jeez.
Eddie Antar, right?
Beat the heat!
beat the heat with a fan or air conditioner from Crazy Eddie. Get the guaranteed lowest sale prices anywhere on electric fans and air conditioners.
This poor guy's career was ruined when Crazy Eddie went to jail.
He's just the Crazy Eddie
guy.
Everybody
thought it was him.
Up with the temperature. So get an electric
this was a commercial in New York that was like a chain of electronic stores, and he would just yell into the...
And then they tried to make a movie about Crazy Eddie a couple of years ago with Danny DeVito as Crazy Eddie.
Really?
And they had to pull the plug on it because Crazy Eddie... like legally has to give a certain amount of his earnings pretty much for the rest of his life to the people he ripped off, and they couldn't afford to pay everybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so Crazy Eddie was making a movie about his own life?
Like they bought his life rights from him.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't enough.
The same way, you know, like the Biggie movie, clearly the family was involved.
Yeah.
He conveniently calls everybody he ever wronged 2 minutes before he gets shot.
Oh, my God. That movie was, just so bad. Just it's like
the inconsistencies and stuff.
Yeah.
There's, when he's a little kid, he's a lefty, and then he's in jail when he's an adult, and he's a righty all of a sudden.
That's
one of the things. Like in the 80s, but there's cars that didn't exist until like the late 90s.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta watch this movie again.
Whoever the chick is that plays Little Kim, though, it gets naked and wow, she's fantastic.
Notori Naughton.
Good job. Very good job. See? Her reputation precedes her.
I used to work with her.
Are you serious? Where was this?
My old job.
I'm asking for elaboration.
You worked on the Biggie Smalls
old job.
She didn't
work on Metal Socks, I assume.
No. I worked at a talent agency with actors.
Oh.
She was one of them.
Okay. So are you the one that got her that part?
No.
Right. I would have had to shake your
hand. But it was awkward talking to her after seeing her ride whoever that actor was.
Yeah. You could clearly tell also that Puff Daddy was heavily involved in the movie because... He is the shining light in B.I.G.'s life.
Yeah,
like he is the one that turned everything around for him. He's like the savior of that movie, and like he is the good angel.
He's the anti-Tupac.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, please, a little more realistic. But no,
they want to know if you hit it. If you banged that girl,
no. Did you ever go out or anything with any female actresses that were represented by your company?
Romantically?
Yes.
No.
Non-romantically? Platonically?
Yeah, I mean, like, you had to go with them to stupid things.
Any interesting stories?
Any great premiere stories?
What?
Liam Neeson slept through the premiere of There Will Be Blood. I was sitting right behind him. He slept through the whole movie. That's my best premiere story.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, sure.
How about non-premiere stories? Because that's way too specific a question, Rob.
I'm sorry.
Just stories in general.
No, less than you would think. It's not a glamorous job. It's a shitty, shitty
I'm
job.
I'm not asking for glamour. I'm asking for shameful, shady shit.
I got nothing. Sorry, buddy.
I went to the premiere of Death to Smoochie.
And, why?
Jesus Christ.
The place I was working happened to have, passes to it.
Okay.
So I was like, fuck it. And I went with some of my coworkers. And Robin Williams went and did, stand-up for, three minutes and got no reaction whatsoever. Just silence.
Because these are people that just spent, 6 months doing a movie with them. They're like, enough. We get it. You do voices sometimes.
Totally bombed.
Nice.
Excellent. And Ed Norton did some stand-up, and it was just really dark and weird.
And then they replaced his stand-up with Mark Ruffalo's.
I'd like to see Mark Ruffalo's stand-up. That would probably be so bad that it's compelling. Right? No?
I just think he'd win a lot.
Yeah. Shankletown said he got in trouble for calling the Octomom.
What are you supposed to call her?
I don't know. Her name, I guess.
Nadia?
Does anybody know her name?
I just said it.
I don't.
Oh, is that?
Well, just because you said it doesn't mean
it's true.
I could call you Ralph.
How do you know this, Sid?
I don't know. I just... It's weird the things the brain remembers. Nadia Suleiman.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. No, now that you say that, I remember it.
Yeah. You're welcome. It's like my version of playing that bang song. Now it's going to... Ah! Now the Octomom is going to be stuck in your head.
I'll find a different earworm. Don't worry.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been a lovely show.
Once one right here. My God, your breath makes it cold. Go ahead.
That's all for this week's show. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week with an all-new episode without the Metal Sucks guys. Thanks to Vince Neil, Steen, and Axel Rosenberg. Visit their website, Metal Injection. The men behind the curtain have been revealed.
Their website is metalsucks.net. And they will not be posting much news in the next week, so wait until the new year to visit.
Or read old news.
Read old
news. Or just visit Metal Injection.
Read some of their greatest hits. Well, I assume that they're listening. They're already visiting Metal Injection.
Unless they're on blog.
If you're listening here through Metal Sucks, if you're a new listener, thanks to the referrals from our wonderful friends at Metal Sucks, thank you, and please keep reading our website.
Yeah. Maybe this week read a fucking book instead.
Yeah, maybe read a book.
Listen to the show and then read a book.
Yeah, that's fine.
Listen to the show while reading a book.
Write a book about the show.
Oh, and then read it.
And then read it
to us. That could be another podcast.
The possibilities are endless. Right here on the Metal Injection Labcast. All right, we're out of here. Do we have any closing tunskis?
Oh, you want to play?
Little bangs.
Oh, no. No more bangs.
I don't think he wants bangs. Do you?
Me, yes.
Really? Okay, here it is.
Yeah, your boy Ben. And this track, dedicated to all the ladies out there.
At least play Lost Pro.
I like to go to the movies, especially you, girl. I'm sure later on you will be my baby. Let's sit down and just be by my side. I got the popcorn, I know what I do like. Let me take